You're listening to Q Talk Arizona. The following broadcast contains adult humor, language, and topics, along with partial nudity. Actual knowledge is used sparingly. This show is a result of a lost bet and a bad game of rock, paper, scissors. It's the show with Clayton McKee on Q Talk Arizona. And now, a man with a face for radio, Clayton McKee.
Well, good evening. Good evening. Am I on?
Yeah.
Is it? I can't hear myself. Why can't I hear myself?
I can hear you.
We're coming to you live from the all-new Studio B of Q Talk America, located in the heart. Out of the bag, and we have a technical right off the fucking bat. Okay, for some reason, I am very muted. I can barely hear myself here. We don't know what we're doing. We're checking lots of things. And I know this one's my headset. Oh, there I am. Okay.
Okay, I think I can hear you now.
Can you hear better? I don't know.
A little bit.
Which one's yours?
There you go.
Wait a minute. That made them all go louder.
Okay.
Not mine.
Oh, that's a level one? What is this?
It's been a pleasure.
Oh, my God. This is...
I have to go.
It's fortunately, now it's just across the hallway. Oh. Yes. Tonight, we are not sure what to expect. We are live in a brand new studio in Central Phoenix. We're working the bugs out of a few things. If the sound is a little bit odd, we don't have all of our soundproofing in, like carpet. So it's a hardwood floor.
It's right a hard knock life.
It's
hard
knock. That's it.
And my microphone keeps going limp.
Well, you tighten that up. Tighten that up.
Oh,
mine's broken.
Up. Look at that. Look at that. Buddy's already learning how to fix things in the new studio.
And you found a way to make me quiet, I think. No, I don't know. Maybe I'm deaf.
Maybe not.
What happened? Do we need to bring you up more? Hang on, we'll turn this up. Mm-hmm. That better? Mm-hmm. That better? Oh, we found out.
Better like this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, buddy, how about your headsets? Are you good?
I think I'm good now.
You think you're good? Marnie, how about you?
I feel fine, thank you.
You feel fine.
One or two. Don't take pictures till we're done eating.
Al brought snacks. We're off on a very odd state. So I have no official interest for everybody, but as usual, sitting to my left is the one and only Mr. Buddy Early is here in the studio with us.
Sorry.
That sounded like applause.
I missed you guys last week.
We missed you.
You
know, it's funny. Sometimes it takes being away for a week and you're like, God, I have fun there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't ever want to do sports again.
You should see how many trees died for that.
Oh,
she did. She brought in War and Peace.
It was
accidentally.
She printed
it. I was trying to print it out. It was last minute.
It was a ream of paper.
It really kind of was. Because there were a lot of comments. And so it was like all of that.
Oh, I didn't realize you'd print everybody's comments.
Yeah, because I just hit print.
Instead of like print screen.
Right, well.
But I didn't have time.
That's okay.
That's all I'm saying.
They've almost stopped crying in the Redwoods.
You didn't have time, but it took 37 minutes to print. That
I didn't stand by the printer. I got all the things done.
She sat on the toilet.
Across the hall.
The woman who's killing trees right and left, she's with us also directly across the table from me. It's Marnie Ryer. She is here.
Hello. Annie M. I feel all displaced.
That's good, though.
I don't know where I am.
And you're so far away now.
I know. So far.
Doesn't anybody stay in one place?
Right.
And I could bring up Billy Ocean, but I won't.
Not this week.
Get out of my dreams and it's so
my
far away.
Yeah. Into my car, you bastard.
Oh my God, I have been laughing about that all week.
I listened to that today to see if I was wrong, and I was.
Yeah. You were.
But we eventually got the tune of the lawsuit.
I was not that far off, though.
No.
Billy Ocean, I was not that far off.
For Billy, had we been talking
about
anybody else?
Yeah. If we had been talking about the cast of Anna Karenina, you were right fucking on it, lady.
Oh, and
unfortunately, we weren't.
And as we continue every week, he is my right hand man. He sits on the right side of the table because this week I figured out what my directions are. It's Al Perkins, live from the restaurant.
Well, good morning.
Yes, however you identify your day part.
Yeah, whatever you call this twilight.
Oh, for those of you who don't know or haven't been paying attention or don't really care, Q Talk Arizona is no longer. We are now Q Talk America officially.
America?
That's all been.
Did you have to buy the extra vowel because it was taken? Like Q Talk America?
We did.
Okay.
We did. Well, there was when we first bought it, somebody stuttered. Somebody was stuttering the day we bought the domain.
Exactly.
So
fucking speech impediment.
Just hit him in the back of the head.
Damn it. There
we go. So we are now Q Talk America live in our new studio. So we are we have a new conference table, which I'm sure you'll see in the pictures. So we have a 4x8 conference table now. So Marnie is, yeah. You look like you're this tall.
I am, actually.
From that's, this far away.
No, but I am.
Well, that's a valid point. Mm-hmm. I forgot about that.
Does this table make me look fat?
Yeah. But do I look thinner is the question being
buddy,
that far
and I want
away.
To clear up don't one of the things.
I think these sides are thinning.
Don't answer that.
I just want to let you know, buddy, also, none of this new student, you'd have to chip in for any, yeah. anything. Nothing. Nothing.
Exactly. Yeah. That check was going to bounce.
Wallet's away. Wallet's away.
You won't receive a bill.
No, not at all. And Buddy's already trying to figure out how Studio A, which is not developed yet, mm-hmm. he wants to figure out if his bed will fit in there because he's thinking
will.
Of moving
it will.
In.
Oh, well, we will. Good. And allegedly there's a sink somewhere. I haven't found it. But
yes, the restroom is literally 10 feet away.
Oh, I thought there was like a separate sink area.
No, there's a sink in the bathroom.
Oh, okay, that sink. Got
well,
it.
Isn't
okay.
that appropriate?
Well, sure it
well,
is.
Well, yeah, okay. but I thought there was going to be like a dishwashing sink. I was expecting a kitchenette. Oh.
No.
We're not at the restaurant.
And a hot plate.
You know, yeah, gonna, exactly.
This
well,
isn't New York.
Buddy's moving in.
Hey,
I need to have a hot plate.
Need three hots and a cot.
Yeah.
well, we can get you hot water and a cot. I don't know about your three hots. You have to work on grinders available. So is Craigslist. I'm not sure.
And I'm sure somebody in this fucking building's got cable we can steal.
We have cable.
We'll
get it.
Oh, there you go, buddy. I'm done. I'm moving. If you got somewhere for them to deliver Netflix, and I can get my.
I thought you were going to say someone in this building is on Grindr because I can pretty much guarantee. That.
Oh no! Well, we can do that in moments from now.
In this building, in this Girl Scouts of America, yeah.
Oh, by the way, the Girl Scouts of America are across the street.
I know. We've talked about it.
We
many
can
times.
Raid them for cookies soon. Are you going to dress up in your little outfit and go over? And
no, you just walk over and tell them you got cookies, and they let you back in the stash.
Really?
Yeah, they do.
That is, I
didn't
know
literally
that.
By the warehouse.
You can
Were
go
you
into
not
the
listening
office.
To
like,
that show?
He doesn't listen to us at all.
Oh, I just learned that.
He's busy moving dials and things yeah. like that.
I'm busy living in a radio, and you are.
You know, if they let you out, you'd see warehouses. Uh-huh.
Sure,
all, the
all that.
You'd
well,
see,
I'm about to be living in a radio station, so we've got something to talk about.
Well, there are separate keys. We could give you your own little login over there. You can have, well, and Wi-Fi is right here. It goes through the window.
I realize, oh, the window's new.
I realize that you can't tell because
I don't know what it looked like without the window, but the window's new.
Well, there was no wall there that at house. All. It was open.
Ooh. Your apartment was much bigger when
you did a really nice job on the wall.
Invisible window.
Yes, oh. yes, there was no. Oh, by the way, the mouse in the back that you hear taking pictures, which I realize you don't hear him taking the pictures. Joe DeGanzik is here for our first night. This is the first broadcast out of Studio B, so he wanted to document it for posterity, and he also wanted to get in on the wine drinking, so that's why Joe is here.
He ain't stupid.
So I just need to throw something out. If you take a profile shot of me, like a side profile, I'll kill you.
However,
I can't make that up. So you got shit on that iPhone,
Marnie,
12 of yours. You better take it off.
But what we have, Marnie, now is the ability to take panoramic shots.
Oh, goody!
Because I'll come in handy. All right, shot.
God bless Marnie and the Grand Canyon.
Exactly. If the word Al and panoramic camera ever use the same sentence,
Run!
There better be a dead fucking body in a getaway car.
Yeah, there will be.
Let us be clear.
Oh,
he's deleting pictures. That's funny. I look over and he's like, profile.
That's a bright man, Joe. That's a bright man. That's all I got to tell you.
Exactly. He knows. He doesn't want to have an angry Marnie.
Oh, no.
Nobody does.
No. She's got her juice box, though.
Oh, you?
That's how we calm her down.
It's muscle milk she's drinking. What are you working on there, Marnie?
That's a protein shake.
Oh, that sounds wrong. Muscle milk, really?
No, are you doing some workout regimen that I don't know about?
No, well, I didn't eat, so it's a good meal
okay.
replacement.
Got it.
Oh, I wish I would have known before I swallowed that thing whole.
What, your sandwich? Yeah.
Because I would have, yeah.
As Buddy scarfs down the rest of his Subway.
Oh my God, she's hungry. Eat your food.
Enjoy your sandwich.
At your leisure.
I have
no
grapes.
Swimming though for 30 minutes. We have a fountain. You could swim in the pool out there.
Oh, that'd
there.
Be fun.
Yeah,
that's where I'm gonna shower. There isn't one of those.
Yeah. Oh, good point. Not that big a sink.
No.
Now that I know it does double duty.
Yes. Oh, my God. Joe, I thought you were... Were you trying to ask a question, or are you just still confused?
It's the paint smell. He's about to lose consciousness.
No kidding. Well, I had to finish painting some of this trim this morning in here. It is. I brought in a lovely Renews-It vanilla.
It's not working.
No.
Not even a little bit.
I smell no vanilla whatsoever.
Vanilla paint.
Over here you do.
I can believe that.
But I realize
close your legs. That smell of vanilla will go right away.
You're 8 feet away. I realize you can't tell.
I got nothing.
Why is the Renews-It in the corner of the room and not...
I thought it would permeate through the rest of it.
Yeah, we thought wrong.
Because the return air is in the hallway.
We should maybe open a door.
Because we might die.
Live for now from Studio B.
dead in a moment from the studio.
No, it's just the contact tie is going to overtake
the We wanted to make headlines on our first show in the new studio. We're going to go.
Feel how giddy the show is already.
I know. As much as they relive the Holocaust.
Just
Where's that shower head?
Whatever you do, nobody light a match. That's all I have to tell you. Yeah. Nobody, please light a match. Oh, and by the way, we don't have a trash can yet. So if you were looking for a receptacle,
I know.
I'm going to get them. I'm going to get them. I have to run to Dollar okay. some store
well,
and find
Well, when you
them.
Go to the bathroom, just bring the garbage can back right. with
oh,
you.
Oh, no, yeah? That's a crappy one. I hate that garbage. It gets a little
oh,
tiny.
Oh, shut the fuck up. It's not paper towels.
No, I have those too.
I know. They haven't left. We can't go through one goddamn roll of paper towel. Now we're not allowed to have a garbage can because it hasn't been approved. Mommy is so mean.
We have to go to corporate for Q-Talk America, which oddly is standing right there. Joe, can we have a trash can?
I was trying to save money and use the one twice, but...
We'll get one for Christmas.
don't hold your breath.
So much renews it in garbage.
No, hold your breath. We'll just freaking...
Yeah, don't hold your breath. You won't be able to smell
what
the,
is that?
The back of my head, because Joe knows better.
You've never yeah. looked lovelier.
This may or may not be Marnie Ryer on the air.
Yeah, the back of my head. I brilliant.
Oh, my
that
God.
That is brilliant, Joe.
The side profile.
Yeah. Nope, that's a smart man
right Somebody
there.
Can just stick figure me in later. That was Al.
I like it a lot.
Al was supposed to be in this section of the picture. I'm not sure. Oh,
oh,
my
that's
Lord.
Fantastic.
Well, it's been a giddy 11 minutes and 24 seconds so far.
Is that
oh,
it?
And I'm so Joe and I spoke of this earlier in the week when we were moving everything on Sunday from the old studios. When we decided where we were going to put the atomic clock, we knew you'd be happy, Al, because you referenced that clock
oh,
every show.
I have my eye on the sparrow on this one. I know.
What are you, Beretta all yeah. of a sudden? Only people 40 and above will understand
his
that
eye
reference.
On the sparrow yeah. and his finger on the pulse.
Oh, always.
Exactly.
He's crazy.
Who is? Robert Blake?
Blake?
Yes, he is.
He's yeah, nuts. He's a little batshit.
Well, yeah, if you were that old.
Hard times.
I don't
hard
think
times.
It's about age.
Oh, you think so? What happened?
I think that bird like shit on him a couple times. Like in his ear or something. I don't know.
Shit went in his ear.
What was the name of the cockatoo? What was the name of the bird?
Cockatoo?
No.
I don't know.
No. What was the name of the bird on Beretta?
Like Billy
I'm gonna look that up.
It wasn't Beretta, was it?
Was it Beretta the bird Beretta?
We need to know what the name of the bird.
I'm going to go ahead and look that up.
Look that up because we have better internet over here. It's faster, mm-hmm. stronger.
It's better, faster, stronger, and I'm still not going to fucking use it. Are you going to ask Buddy what he did this week?
God damn, new studio, same Al.
We don't want to make too many changes.
Yeah, exactly.
We do them gradually. Oh, by the way, we also have a sponsor. Did you all? You haven't known of this. We have a sponsor now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, somebody's decided they think they're gonna make.
Is that
money
who we
this.
Call when we get really drunk?
Oh yes, exactly.
No,
Bill, friends
no,
of Bill.
No, there's not in this complex. There's not an Alcoholics Anonymous chapter, is
it's
there?
It's pretty close. I think it's just north of here.
They can never know where we broadcast.
When you
from.
See a Girl Scout building, you should put an Alcoholics Anonymous nearby,
Fred,
because they want coffee and cookies.
And maybe
it's
maybe
just a smart thing to do.
A pedophilia monitor. I think that's probably something. You
no,
should
Lord. Wrong Scouts.
Yeah,
so close.
Breaking news.
So close.
Breaking news. Marnie has breaking news from 8 feet away.
Fred.
What?
Fred was the bird. Yeah.
Fred, you're right. That is correct. Wow, look at you looking using Google.
I'm right here.
Look at you. Your
I'm
iPad.
Right here for you.
I see. Marnie, by the way, well, hang on. We're going to go around the table now because we can't piss off Al. It's his show, for God's sakes.
I know.
I built the studio. Al runs the show. Fuck, I don't know how
see
that
how
works.
See how it works? It just says with right. Clayton McKee. It doesn't say starring Clayton McKee.
Well, that's how the photo shoot was to have worked out, but you missed that one.
Exactly.
Buddy Early, let's turn to you and see how your week has been.
Well, you know, after my
crazy
and stressful week of last week, I actually got out of town for a few days. Friday afternoon, a few friends and I.
Now, I was understanding that you weren't permitted to cross county or state lines.
State.
Oh, just state.
I can stay within the confines of lovely Arizona.
Okay.
So, no, we went up to Sedona because a friend of mine has a rich partner who has a condo up there. So we go up there, and it just happens to be Sedona Verde Valley Pride, which actually takes place in Cottonwood this year. I understand last year it was in a parking lot of a Hilton.
It was
so
phenomenal.
Were you there this year?
Last year, actually.
You didn't go this year, though?
I didn't go this year.
Okay, because I'm like, did I see you? Did we talk? I don't know.
Are you drinking, possibly?
Oh, yeah, But you know what? Here's an interesting thing. I've never really been to Cottonwood, you know, because I've always been to Jerome or Sedona. And
the home of Pussy Lahoot.
Yes, exactly.
Oh,
and
that
that's,
explains
And
so
we
long.
Get there, we're like, oh, this is like Mayberry, you know. But truth be told, I was really surprised at how many little trendy restaurants and brew pubs are on their main street in Cottonwood. It was very impressive.
If you were in Cottonwood all the time, wouldn't you want to drink?
Well, no. Yeah. But,
but compared to like Camp Verde, Cottonwood is the kinder cousin.
I didn't know. And there were some really cool places. So we got drunk.
Okay.
Camp Verde's kind of friends of Marnie.
Sedona,
you know what I mean?
Camp Verde Pride, which occupied a space about twice the size of the studio. So that was fun. Here's the best part, though. Three of us up there together, and we're all over 40, and we're drinking all day in the sun at Pride. We're like, oh, well, there's an after party tonight. Let's go get some dinner. We'll go home, take a nap. I think you know where this is going.
You never woke up.
No. I actually woke up many, many times throughout the night, and each time I'm thinking, when are they going to come get me to go to the after party? And I'm like, has it only been 45 minutes? Because they were going to come get me after an hour. And this is, who knows, 4 a.m. at this point. I'm like, wow, it seems like I've been sleeping a long time, but I better get going to that after party.
This is the best 45-minute, 10-hour nap I've ever had.
But I feel like I've slept forever.
So much for disco naps.
Yeah, I have done that so many times. I've got like, oh, I'm just going to get ready, and I'm just going to lay down for a minute on the couch, and then I'm like, oh, it's 4 a.m. I hope they had fun without me.
And I think I knew when I laid down
that I wasn't getting up. At this age, we all know now. Like, we all know we're lying.
I was really waiting for them to come wake me so I could say, no, I'm not going to go.
The nap actually is the better option at our age, isn't it?
It really is.
Yeah.
And of course,
Metamucil? What the hell is going on?
The next thing you know, I'm up at 5:30 in the morning going for a walk with all the octogenarians.
May I just? You,
yes.
Homebody, never goes anywhere, married woman, telling us, what are you on Metamucil? You never go fucking anywhere anyway.
Yeah, but I don't take disco naps for 4 days.
You go to...
Jesus. That's all.
Hey.
You go to Ahwatukee and you go to wherever the hell
that's
you live.
That's a world traveler there. That's
when
a
you're
world
in the
traveler.
Vortex of Sedona, 4 days and 4 hours, you don't know what the difference is.
That vortex is very powerful. Yeah. And you know, I have been saying for the last, I don't know, 5 or 6 years when I go up there, I have this, it's very calming the way I get so sleepy. And then I realize with my asthma, I'm hypoxic. Like, I'm seriously oxygen starved up there. And I need another day to acclimate.
That might be me.
That's why I'm always passing out on trees. But I say it all the time, and finally this doctor that I know, she's like, you're a fucking retard.
Oh, that's the first time we used it in the new studio.
Oh,
yay!
So we get here today, and of course you guys can hear me okay, right?
Yeah, I turned up your mic even more so people could hear you.
Marnie walks down with this huge bandage on her wrist.
Yeah, let's address this.
But this is what's so funny.
Triage
so
in Studio B.
I can see through the gauze, I can see the bleeding, which is almost making me faint.
It's still in a Band-Aid.
But what's so funny is Al's like, what happened to your hand? And Marty's like, oh, I don't know, I cut it on something. Meanwhile, 30 minutes ago, I stubbed my toe in my apartment, and I'm all... And I was thinking about how 3 days ago, I stubbed my toe on my couch, and I was all... And yet, I guess it's true what they say. Women have a higher threshold
for pain.
For pain.
No, I was just going too fast. Like, I had to get here. So I was, all of a sudden,
in an hour, she'll be all
okay,
excited.
Okay, so wait. So I'm going to go back to this. You were in a hurry.
Yeah.
Because you were running late like you always are.
No, because so I was trying to get something together for you assholes. Oh. So you can fuck right off.
And it's only 74.
I'm the bitchy one.
And it's only
74
pages of a printout.
Oh, you weren't even here and you're making fun of her. I love
come
you.
Come on, I want to join in.
That's 12.
Pile on, come on.
I scarred myself for you people.
Does your girlfriend know you had an injury?
No.
Erin, she cut herself. There you go. Now she knows because she's
maybe
listening.
Yeah.
She,
oh, hello.
She's looking at pictures of us online.
Hey, is Tyler in the chat room?
Yes, Tyler's back. Tyler was missing last week.
I haven't checked.
Well, when he found out I wasn't going to be here.
Yeah. You had a secret lunch.
I thought about Tyler because the Amazing Race started this week on Sunday, and one of the teams was from Pigeon Forge.
Oh,
They are the
was
first
the
team eliminated,
one?
So they're not on
they're
anymore.
They're not on anymore.
Tyler, I don't know what that says about Pigeon Forge, but
underachievers is
that
what
means that's... they're all over local TV. And Tyler, I had a theater tip for you. I'm not sure somewhere in the state of Tennessee, Smokey Joe's Cafe is playing Goodwin.
I enjoyed
It's getting great reviews all over. It's making the national news. Actually,
really?
What a great production it is. So it might actually tour, but it started off at the I want to say the Tennessee. one of the Tennessee playhouses. I don't know. But great reviews. I was reading the reviews of it because I love Smokey Joe, so I'm hoping they'll mount a classy revival.
Well, how could they not have a classy revival of that show?
I like that the cooler is now near me, and I don't have to jump over 16 fucking lines.
I've decided that we're going to have... we may have two in-studio mini-fridges. I'm not sure yet. We're going to work on that, and maybe a wet bar.
That's a smart idea.
Trust me.
Well, can we get a waitress then? I mean, for the love of shit?
Joe's busy most nights. Joe's busy, otherwise I'd book him for that. But I'm sure we could maybe we could get somebody to volunteer and just come in and just be a waitress.
That'd be the first person paid, because even I would tip. So, you know what I mean?
Andy Cohen has something like that on Bravo, doesn't he? So, yeah.
They have a guest bartender every week.
I really wanted to do that.
That could be fun.
Yeah.
I get Carlton to do it, but she can't get out of bed, and she's already drunk if she is.
And has never really made it to the first studio, much less
the second. You know what's funny, though? He actually has been to this studio. He helped me bring the window in.
Okay.
No, I take that back. My friend Sam. I have to thank Sam for that.
Oh, Sam's online. He says hello.
Sam Gerald?
Yeah.
Sam,
I don't know. Sam J.
Sam Gerald is here. Sam helped me bring the window in, helped me transport it here. So Sam and his wonderful company. Why am I spacing? It's a home inspection. I'm totally spacing the name of the home inspection company. I can't believe it. Sam, type it to me. He's got it somewhere. Anyway, Sam Gerald helped me bring the window, and Jason Carlton helped me bring the sheetrock and all of the stuff in. Helped me bring all that. So people who haven't been on the show have contributed to the success.
That's very exciting. I'd like to say that
FYI home inspections.
I've made it this far in my life without having any idea what the hell sheetrock is, and I'm so happy about that.
It makes
No, you're gonna ruin it.
That was not a question.
It makes walls,
dear.
Al, you used to be a bartender.
Yeah.
So do you think I could get you to make me a drink?
Oh, for the love of fuck.
I'm kidding.
Well, yeah, no, I will.
What I would like to do, though, before we go into headlines, what I would like to do, do we have our champagne? Do we have that?
Oh, yeah.
I think it's only suitable that we with Joe's presence, and we christen.
All right, you got it. We only got 5 glasses, so chug there, honey.
You know what, Joe? I also realized that soon we're going to be able to have webcams.
Oh,
right?
And same note to me.
Chug, bitch.
Jesus Christ.
What's
so, Marnie, what did you do all week?
No, wait a minute. Wait, let's tell the story. But as he's opening this, tell her the funny story about the corkscrew.
Oh, so the whole time last week with you in that corkscrew?
Yeah.
Remember my story about how the corkscrew is always in my backpack now? Because I had it.
He had the fucking...
That's the best part is I went on to tell you a story, but I'm... Yeah.
He had the goddamn corkscrew, but didn't give it to you to use.
No, I just watched you flounder. Yeah. I love the way you bounced off the rocks. That was beautiful.
Beautiful thing.
Well, thanks.
Isn't that a part of floundering?
Well, I like it.
So, Marnie, yes, let's catch up with you. I know you've been crazy with work. I know that. That's always with you.
It's October 2nd, and I had stated... Once we get to the end of September. September.
Did September really end or no?
Oh, it actually...
Can we wake you up now?
Wake me up when September ends.
Yeah.
Actually, yesterday and today, I'm just knocking on wood.
Yeah.
Has been really good.
Good.
Yeah, really good.
This may explode.
Hey, Stan, Al's opening a bottle of champagne to christen our new studio.
It might be a christening.
Or we may lose the fan.
It came in on my back.
Cover
your eyes. Stand by.
Watch the window.
Use the mic.
Watch the iPad.
Oh, well, trained professional, ladies and gentlemen.
Nicely
very
done.
Very much so.
And we have champagne flutes, which I thought was a musical instrument before Al showed me.
I am a champagne flautist.
Stop flouting it.
I've been called a skin flautist.
We have a spillage.
And we even went for Veuve Clicquot, the Widow Clicquot. Oh,
what's that mean?
Widow Clicquot.
Oh.
She's a widow. I've seen her house. I was in France and in the Champagne district, and I actually got to see her home.
Can you kick the cooler to me?
Oh.
Just slide it across the wood floor. See how that's easy?
Now it's manual labor. So, Marnie, anything else this week besides you're busy?
You know, I'm just getting ready for the trip. We're leaving on Thursday to go back to Minnesota.
Excited.
Yes.
And her house is not sitting empty, you fucking burglars.
Nope, it's not sitting empty at all. And alarmed.
By the way, speaking of your house not being empty, how's the new puppy? What's going on with that?
Oh, Miss Hurst.
And now have you named... Yeah.
Patty.
Is it still Patty Hurst, the name of the dog?
It better be Patty Hurst.
Well... She's still there.
Yeah. Let me guess. No time to make the poster still?
No, they're up. They're already up.
Or are you out of paper?
Yeah, exactly. I had to print 9,000 things to make sure there was no paper for that kitty poster.
Sports.
No, they're already up. They've been up for about a week.
Now, are they outside of your home?
Do they have your...
And the color?
They're on the wall on the way to the bathroom.
You've seen this dog in the house.
My mom calls every day. Yep, saw the dog.
Oh, this isn't going well.
So wait, so on the posters that are allegedly printed,
they are up, I swear to God.
And outside of
and
your house.
In color.
Is there a phone number?
There is. My phone number's on
there. Is this a phone you're going to answer?
We'll get there. I'm not there yet either.
Or is it your home phone number that you guys have?
I will not answer that.
You strategically.
No. And I don't answer the number that's on the flyer.
She does not apologize for art.
No, I do not. No, it's on the cell phone. But nobody has called. It's been almost a week.
All right, take him down. All right. It's Miss Hurst. Cheers.
Here we are. Cheers.
Congratulations.
Woo-hoo. The new studio is, it's no longer a virgin. And
I hope you're drinking something at home, toasting.
Nobody in this studio is a virgin. Here we
are. Tyler, something sugary for you.
A moment of silence as we sip our champagne.
Look at
I know, it's a bitter, bitter treat that I'm drinking this and not fucking champagne yet.
It's good.
That's not bad.
Right? No, Boob is very nice.
I like it. It's very nice. Good. Good choice, Alfred.
I am your lady for champagne. If you have champagne questions, you call me.
Do you serve this at the restaurant?
No.
Oh, you know what, though? I've spent a couple of New Year's there, and they bring in that sparkling apple cider shit.
Bullshit.
I'm like, can we just pretend it didn't happen?
Right. Like, we don't need any fucking Martinellis. Get away from me.
I'd rather pretend it's the same year than drink that shit.
Right.
The same bad year.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I'll just change the atomic clock if that's even fucking possible.
Don't make the new year bad to start out with.
We should have you on the food and wine show.
Oh, I'm good.
It'll become Al's food and wine show.
You might want to retract that statement.
Yes. Call it part due and have him have his own show.
But I have a lot to say about food and wine because I love to drink.
Uh-huh.
I just want to know about my wine tasting through Central California. I got to tell you, they got their shit going on. I'm used to the Niagara region and the Finger Lakes wine tasting were the first. Like, they start off sweet because of the climate, so you gotta stomach your way through a fucking Riesling, and then you get to better wines, but there's only like one or two. Oh, shut the nobody drinks that shit.
Except for,
it's like old lady wine.
I like that.
I know. Add some seven Moscato. Up and a little ice, you're
and
fine.
And Moscato. I like sweet.
I know. So I mean, so my food and wine show is gonna be a little bitchy.
Shocker.
But seriously, but the Central Coast, the reds are increíble. I cannot even get it across to you. Like, there was nothing that I didn't like. It was all good. Their whites are kind of shitty. This was the only good. The one that I'm drinking is the only white that I liked. Well, no, that's not true. I found one other one. There was like Saint Lige was the winemaker.
It sounds snotty.
It does. Uh-huh. There's no way to talk about wine without sounding like an asshole.
No,
I mean, the conversation just leads right down that road. Saint Lige.
Lige.
Well, it was a charming story for some other time. Maybe the third hour.
So this week I've been busy.
Doing what?
I do have to say I approve of your colors because the only thing I like is I like everything white, sanitarium white. That is my choice of color for walls. But I enjoy the cocoa with the beige. It's nice.
Well, let me explain to you how
and
this works.
It was free.
Yeah, it was free.
Well, no. I like
well, actually, this has been a pretty economical build out for this because the white for the ceiling and the brown for the walls was all paint that I had saved because I used to do rehab for somebody else for their houses and they never want the extra paint, so I save it all. So free paint,
and you can have all the colors of my house in here if you want to because there's all that paint in my garage.
That's true. There's all that, but I want to say that in case there's something that happens at your house,
like a bulldozer hits.
Yeah, whatever. So
the only reason my house is painted is because the person that sold it to me painted it. Yeah,
right, I know you're.
Otherwise, it would be sanitarium white. That is my color.
You hung the picture of your Oscar statue, and that's all you did.
I'm done decorating. Every other picture is still on the ground.
Well, the Donna Summer painting is still on the ground, isn't it?
Yeah, everything. Yeah,
I'll come hang that for you.
I haven't picked a spot. I mean, I'd love you to come over, but I still haven't.
We'll find one.
It takes me forever.
The wonderful things is, if you don't know about this, and Sam Jarrell knows this very, very well. By the way, I found out his website is fyihomeinspections.net. If you need a home inspection done, do call Sam Jarrell. He's great with that.
Well, that name sounds familiar. I think
you know. Sam, I think you know Sam Jarrell.
And
he goes to Roscoe's occasionally.
Sam
Jarrell.
Put it back in your pants.
By the way, Sam's single right now, so I'm just letting you know, buddy. If you and he may have an extra room, so I'm just. And a pool. Anyway, so Sam, the window, that wonderful window, we thought we were going to have a $220 expenditure for a window. That was $40
nice.
at Stardust.
He pointed at a window for those that are listening on radio.
$40 we got that
not
from
the hooker in the corner, I guess $40.
No, we're it's very.
Oh, that's a lamp. I'm sorry.
No,
bad.
Right. Multicolored lamp. Sir or ma'am. So, Jesus Christ. Oh, it seems like only last week we were talking in another room.
Yeah.
You all look different.
Voices
really.
From another room.
Yeah. So, no, but it's relatively economical. The transformation we've done, the soundproofing, I bought all this burlap today for 80. Well, that's I'd never shopped at a fabric store.
I love that burlap comes in a color that I like. Yeah, I think I'm ready to move to like Saudi Arabia. Yeah.
You should have seen this room when all this wasn't on the wall because it was very dark.
Oh, that's even better. Yeah. But you know what? Because I'm such a fucking tard. Is that better? Is tard okay?
Tardonado.
Yeah, tardonado.
We had that show.
Retardando?
Yeah.
Tardando. I think they're windows. Somebody's had the good sense to block out. Because the other thing I don't do is ever open windows.
So I guess it's best that you sit with your back to the window because
I think all of this is just, it's daylight.
Because, buddy, can you see outside of the studio to the fountain?
I can see a little bit outside.
Yeah. If it was daytime, it's a whole. Al realized you can see outside the studio now. Very nice. Okay, so
we're
let's
like EBFVJ. EBB
live from 200
that's
West.
That's another Fender. Bunch of no. fucking retards.
Yeah, we're not doing that show. No. I'm gonna come up with an interesting way to talk about our AdamMail.com sponsor, which is coming up in this little while.
Oh, shut the fuck up!
No, swear to God,
that's fantastic.
Hand to God, and I'm doing the hand to God.
$40 hooker.
All right, we're gonna
back rub free.
Tonight. Back up for free? I think you have to pay extra for that.
Oh,
I thought.
Shit.
I'm not sure. Maybe.
I can't make change.
Where's the
oh, I don't know. It's your computer.
It's like, yeah, everything's working well though. Oh, there it is. Okay, here we go.
May the I have news a paper towel, please.
Yes.
They're shitty. Don't get your hopes up.
I hate these paper towels. Oh my God. Here's give her two.
Yeah, take two. Yeah, but you can't throw them away because we have not been approved for a garbage can.
I'll hold on to it.
It's like Sanford and fucking Son in front of me.
You do. They got to be at this big conference table to stack all this trash on. Is there more champagne?
I think we're just going to set fire to the table when this is all over.
Isn't that an Adele song?
Well, let's set fire to the rain.
Oh, does Billy Ocean sing it too?
he actually is coming out of the remake of
get
that.
Get out of my fire, get into my rain.
Okay, we're going to attempt this with a somewhat sober, not even close. I started drinking at 6:30. Oh, my God. Here we go.
Tonight's... Oh, Sam is definitely single, and he's very excited to be mentioned.
He is. I don't know. Marnie's going to be gone for 2 weeks because you're 2 weeks,
shut up.
Right?
2 weeks.
Yeah, because she's going home to Minnesota, and she's going to Madonna.
Yep.
She's going to Madonna.
I may have maybe I should have Sam in to fill in your spot for a week.
That would be lovely.
That'd be nice. And maybe Sam can see the window that he helped haul here.
There you go.
Be lovely. All right, so for Sam Jarrell, my lovely friend who helped us, tonight's news is brought to you by FYIHomeInspections.net. Why isn't that playing? Why? There we go. We're going to attempt headlines. We're running late.
I love this music.
Yes.
I really do. I really do.
It's headlines on Q-Talk America on a Tuesday night from Studio B. Oh. I don't know why you're laughing.
Because these paint fumes are fucking killing me.
The top 15 professions that drink coffee most.
How many are mine?
California bans gay conversion therapy to be encouraged in other states.
That's a good one.
Rock on, the compact desk turns 30. And cops see the moon and call for backup. These and other titillating stories tonight on Q-Talk America's headlines. Oh, for the love of God.
I may or may not be bleeding today.
Are you still
crying out loud?
Jesus Christ.
Breaking news.
Oh, let me get a paper towel.
Marnie Ryer is hemorrhaging.
Get about 40 of them.
Yeah.
I may be dying.
What did you cut your hand on?
Well, I was.
What do you
scissors?
Have for tape? What do you
scissors?
Have, what do you have for tape in the building?
We have. I don't.
Yeah, those are not the uhs of confidence.
I don't have tape.
No, I was cutting. So you know those hard plastic. Things that
everything's security wrapped in.
Everything's secured in, and only children can get into it.
Sure.
Well, I was cutting some things out, and I put a little Band-Aid on it.
Oh, now hold that.
Okay.
Al learned that at the restaurant.
Thank you.
Yeah. Actually, he learned that in school before he went to the restaurant.
Anywho, yes. As I was cutting it, then I tried to rip it, and then I tried to cut it again. You know how everybody's done that. Like, where you get a part of it, and then you're like, whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, so then I realized that wasn't working very well, so then I took the scissors again, and it wasn't completely on the plastic, and it just went into my hand. The end. So I might be bleeding. Again. My last wishes.
Your final wishes are...
Joe, don't you now? Are we gonna do like the Queen Mother, where she had to give her fucking funeral plans to Diana? No. Are you gonna take my funeral now?
Is this my champagne? I guess it is. How did it get over there?
I don't know.
Okay, here we go. We're gonna get through this.
While she's still alive, do that.
Yeah. Can you read those, please? Because I don't want to.
The room is spinning.
Or that's the paint fumes. Maybe.
A policeman in Worcestershire, England, and I don't know if that's where the sauce comes from.
Possibly.
Worcestershire sauce. A policeman in Worcestershire, England, was on duty alone and saw a suspicious light in Client Hills. He went to investigate the light, warning his sergeant over the radio that he might need backup. After 20 minutes of investigation, he radioed back, explaining that the light was actually the moon.
Jesus.
And now his fellow police officers won't let him live the incident down, taping pictures of werewolves to his locker. And also taping quotes of the quote from Michael Stipe. Do you believe you saw a man on the moon? Oh. I heard about this on the radio about a week ago that he literally...
She's done bleeding. Done bleeding.
I like that we timed that.
And time.
Yes.
We should have a bell. That's anything. We should have bells. We could all ring if we wanted to speak.
Oh, God, that'd be
if
annoying.
We want to speak. Jesus Christ. It's not that bad.
So that means we only need three bells.
Because Al will talk. Our three bells are interrupting him.
I will gladly give up a bell for a trash can.
The new name of the show is Al and the Three Bells.
I loved them in the 60s.
Oh. They were terrific. And you're going to look great in a plaid suit.
Thanks.
Be in profile.
Don't bring up my prom picture.
Oh,
God.
Party?
It's only funny because it's true.
No, I swear to God.
What's the line? Something in the front, party. Business in the front, party in the back.
No, there rock in the front, lawn in the back.
Yeah, well, for Marnie, it was party. Not sure.
It was a lot of
That's
partying.
That's filthy.
Going on.
Every time I say it, it
Another
gets dirtier.
Another sip of champagne. Do I do this? Okay. Now the sad part is these are worse than normal headlines because I didn't have time to read and actually edit any of this. But we all are from the age of, do you remember when you got your first CD?
Yeah.
Y'all remember this? October 1st, 1982, the first commercial compact disc, which was Billy Joel's 52nd Street, was released in Japan.
That's a good bit of trivia I didn't know.
In the 30 years since, hundreds of billions of CDs have been sold. Joel has stopped recording pop music, and the music industry has moved on to the next hot medium, which is MP3s and iPods, of course.
So Columbia, because
that's what he was on, right?
He was on Columbia.
Right. When the first CD player was released the same day, it was described as the, quote, new digital record player using laser beams by United Press International, spun out of the far less successful Philips Laserdisc technology. Do you remember those Laserdiscs?
I had a Laserdisc.
I remember those on video, but not for audio only. Did they do both?
You could play a CD
in the Laserdisc player.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I still have a Laserdisc.
And the CD, a few people realize this, that both Philips and Sony combined forces and developed the CD, the compact disc, out of other technology. So 30 years ago. It's odd to think that the CD's 30 years old.
Well, it didn't come to the Niagara Falls for a long, long time. The only reason I got one was because Barbara Streisand's Broadway
of
CD.
Of course, it was.
Shocking,
right? Shocking bit of news. But it had a bonus track only on the CDs because that's how they converted. Was they were making everybody put bonus songs on the CDs,
edits and remixes.
They kind of killed vinyl on purpose, which I thought was odd. But
and I don't know that I got a CD but I had until '05.
Yeah, I had a CD. I had a CD for 4 years that I couldn't listen to because I didn't have a CD player.
Why was I still buying cassettes in like '91?
They were both.
I know, but wouldn't you?
The CD really didn't win until about '93, '94. Okay. When the long box died. Right. That's when the long box, yeah. That's what finally killed.
And I was always surprised that, and even back then when the CDs came out, because oddly, I worked at, from the Midwest, you may remember, Music Land, which was also part of the Sam Goody group.
Yeah.
I worked right out of high school. I was hired as Christmas help, and I worked in a Music Land store. And that's when CDs were just coming out. And I remember thinking to myself, why are they producing these in all this wasted cardboard and plastic? Because if you'll remember, the CD was packaged in the upper half of the box, the long box.
Because of album artists. For the loss of album cover art was a big complaint.
They made it the same size as an album. It was just as tall as an album.
Right. So it was album cover artists were all of a sudden out of work, and no one had thought about that. And it was kind of a big deal that that's how you still sold an album. The reason that they finally went away was because you couldn't play your CDs in the car, so a lot of people still kept it. So until the CD burner came out, that's what finally killed the cassette. When you could finally find a way to get burn, you didn't have to bring like the entire CD with you.
Right. But I remember when Ka-singles were still coming out, like the CD, you could buy the Ka-single. And that's a foreign word to so many people. Ka-single,
even to me, because I rejected those Ka-singles.
You bought
a cassette single.
Oh, Ka-single.
Yeah. Because 45s died right away. But then they made CDs. And I have did you ever get the 3-inch mini CDs?
I have some George Michael promo CDs.
I got Donna Summers from Japan that are three-inch
CDs. And then there was the adapter you had to lock them in to fit the full CD size? Yes.
Yep.
I had that too. I remember when I moved, I remember buying my first stereo that had a CD player. It was the summer of 1984, I believe, because or 83 or 84, we had moved to Tulsa, and I had a savings account.
You had a CD player for me. That's impressive.
No, I did. And I went to JCPenney, and I bought it, and it was like $1,200, the entire rack, the disc, the album, the CD. It was a single disc CD player. I bought the whole thing, and Culture Club and Wham were the first CDs that I had, and I still have them. But it was interesting that at the time, the technology was crazy. But I remember that my cousin, They had a CD player, and his thing was he thought they were indestructible.
Oh,
you could throw
everybody
them across
made that
the
mistake
room,
for like a day.
You could scratch it right, and then come to find out, no, you can scratch everything. You can ruin everything.
Yeah, and then computers came along and forgive you for your scratches. I have scratched up stuff that was in my car or that Matt Pruitt touched, and
allegedly.
Luckily, no, allegedly. That fucker, I love him.
But it's just interesting to think that we are. I mean, an average age in this room is 41. I'm going to just say that.
Harrison remembers my first time listening to a CD and how I talked about it.
What?
Huh?
Explain. Tell.
Oh, no. She was just laughing at she remembers me getting it. Because the first time I had a CD player, because I had that fucking Barbara Streisand CD for years that I couldn't listen to. But so finally I got Janet Jackson Rhythm Nation was my first.
That reminds me of a funny
CD.
That reminds me of a funny story in reference to Al. When he bought a car, he went to the...
because of trying to burn music, and I used to keep a boombox in my back seat of my car with a CD player, so I would have a CD player in my car.
Sure.
So when it was time to buy a new car, I just told I wanted a green car because I thought.
Oh,
well,
I remember the story.
Pretty, and I wanted a green car, and I wanted it to have a CD player. So I kept going to dealerships, and I'm like, I want a green car with a CD. And they would show me all these things. I'm like, okay, listen to me, people, and understand.
Two things.
Green car, CD player. And finally, someone rolled one up. I'm like, that's my car. They're like, you don't want to drive it? No, I don't give a rat's ass.
It plays my CD.
Right, exactly.
So, oddly, what year was that?
92.
That you asked for that in 92?
Yeah, and I got it, Saturn.
In 05, I went to get my Subaru, and I got there, and they had windows that you couldn't roll down on your own.
You're right.
The electric windows, and no tape player. And I argued.
You thought you died?
I was like, this is a problem.
Because my homemade cassettes were still big until Tim and I invested the money in the whole burner and all that stuff and burning CDs and got that technology down. And we had it before the computer did it. Like, we were doing it, like, manually on these fucking...
Multiple cords, components.
I mean,
and
it
looked
like we were launching the fucking space shuttle.
Kind of like how this show gets on the air.
Yeah, not unlike at all. I had the cassette and the CD player for years. Saturn was very kind, and they did that till probably about 01.
Oh, okay, they had both.
Because I drove like 9 Saturns, I think. I think I bought 8 or 9 Saturns.
But that's
so I had every possible stereo
combination. But the best part of the story of that whole green car CD player is the fact that they're like, okay, they did all the paperwork and everything's good, and he's done with everything. And he's like, okay, I'm going to call my friend to come help me get it out of here. Because he didn't know how to drive a stick shift.
Oh, yeah. That was the other thing. They only made sticks then.
He did not know how. So
that was the other reason I couldn't test drive it, because I couldn't test drive it.
I love that. The first car that I ever got was a stick shift as well. And I really thought, this is not going to be a problem. And I was about half an hour away from home, and I thought, huh. And yeah. As I'm driving it off the lot, and it's like the whole start and stop. And I thought, this isn't effective. Yeah. And I don't see other cars doing this a lot.
So I might be the first one. I rear-ended two people. My first time driving, I let go of the clutch and flew forward and rear-ended two people. With which a brand new car.
I never thought
so apologetic. They're like, oh my God, it's a new car. Right. We're so sorry. I'm like, okay.
I hit you.
I
never thought I'd hear Al say that he rear-ended two people.
That's in the same day.
Buddy, yeah. Did you have the same thing?
I did. I had my first car was a stick. I didn't have it for long, but because I was horrible driving it. There's a little hill, not even, but
when you're first driving,
a grassy knoll,
it's your
Mount
Everest.
Yes.
That light turned red before I got there, and it's just like a little thing. It's at Curry and Scottsdale Road near where I used to
live. I know what you're talking about.
And if I got to the top and had to sit there at a red light, I freaked out because I knew
when
that started.
I used to put on the emergency brake, wait for the car in front of me to get far enough away I couldn't hit them, and then like slam forward.
And pray to Jesus no one was behind
it
you.
It was a long
Needless to say, I called Seidel, my best friend, Lisa and said, Seidel. But I need you to come and get me.
But two weeks later, I could like run the CD player, smoke a joint, put on my eyeliner. Like everything was good.
Absolutely.
How long have we been talking about CD players now?
I don't know. Let's move on with headlines because we're still in the headline segment. Jesus Christ.
That pie.
I have the pie right here.
Oh, in Dateline San Francisco, gay rights advocates are making plans to get other states to join California in banning psychotherapy aimed at making gay teenagers straight, even as opponents prepared Monday to sue to overturn the first law in the nation to take aim at the practice. And I heard about this. I mean, I've heard about this for years, but I think it's insane that people are sending their teens.
Yeah, no, homo, nomo. That's what I call
right,
it.
Right, right, right. There's that.
Can I make it?
Oh, if you could find a microphone, Joe, you can say whatever you want.
You can't use mine.
Stay away from mine.
I wasn't a minor at the time. I was barely after being a minor. But nearly immediately after I came out of the closet at like age 18, my parents were like, okay, the choice is you go talk to these people over the phone or you go talk to the local parish priest.
Oh,
in person, and I'm like,
and the parish priest would have been the better deal because you got a 2-for-1 token for BS West.
At least it's a hand job, yeah.
Oh my God.
At the least,
these ex-gay, these reparative people are scary.
Oh, they are,
and they're gayer than Christmas.
Oh, of course,
they make me look butch.
Well, I think Sarah Palin's husband is on there.
No, actually, that's Marcus Bachman.
Marcus Bachman.
I went to one of those.
Oh, Bachman. I'm sorry. Not Palin. Yeah. Bachman.
Similar. I went to one of these ex-gay weekends. It was down at the church on 7th Avenue.
Were you bored?
It's a really good place to get laid.
It was. No, I went there sort of undercover. I went there sort of undercover. And
were you working for Echo at the time?
Yeah, I was.
Oh, were you?
Yeah, I wrote a big article on it,
I'll
too.
I'll have to Google
an
that.
An expose, if you will.
Out in the courtyard, there were two women laying hands on a little girl. And I don't mean in the good way, Marty. I mean,
okay,
they were like exercising her in the courtyard.
I gotcha. So,
it was crazy.
See, that's
crazy. Remember that episode of Will and Grace?
Oh, I thought it was designing women.
Don't they meet, who's the
gay? Oh, yeah.
Neil Patrick Harris. And it's like, honey, are those two women or two men? Does it matter? I love that line.
I don't remember that.
All right, let's blow through this last. No pun intended.
You need conversion therapy.
So listeners, however you self-identify, please don't send your children to homo nomo camp. No. Send them to 3rd Avenue or Street.
We are running very late, according to the pie charts, on this hour. And I want a buddy to get to his sports.
Is crazy.
So let's blow through this one. In 2011, Dunkin' Donuts teamed up with CareerBuilder.com to shed light on some of the U.S. coffee consumption in the workplace. After some 4,700 people were polled, American workers were polled, they concluded that some professions need more coffee than others.
And I would say truck drivers. Where's truck drivers?
And I have a list. Now, these are the top 15. I'm going to roll through these rather quickly. Number 15, skilled tradesperson, whoever that is. Number 14, government professionals.
Yep.
Number 13, number 13, nurses.
That, wow.
I think that's low on the list.
They mean day shift.
Number 12, human resource benefits coordinator.
They use crack.
No, they have booze.
Number 11 is
Kahlua.
Number 11 is a right.
Yeah.
A personal caretaker is number 11. Number 10, a financial professional. Number 9, social worker. Number 8, professor. Number 7, food preparer. Now I don't know. Now in the restaurant, Al, I think you're more in line with number 7 than you are with number 13.
Yeah.
Right.
This is a bullshit.
Number 6, physician. Now, here you are. Number five, healthcare administrator. Number four, an editor or a writer. Number three, education administrator. So my guess is...
Well, the editor or writer is too poor, so he lives at Starbucks. Exactly. So that's why he's drinking so much coffee.
Because he needs the free Wi-Fi. Yeah.
I know that very well.
Right. Guilty. So number three is the education administrator. I'm thinking that you just get all amped up before you go in and take first hour. Is that what you do? Number two is in marketing or a PR professional. And I was actually surprised that the number one...
Coffee taster?
No.
A barista?
A barista.
Scientist or lab technician is number one, according to their survey. Wow. I think that's crazy. Buddy, you ready to go?
Okay.
Here we go.
And now here are your sports headlines. Cardiac Cardinals gaining respect as they move to 4-0. Baseball playoffs nearly complete. San Diego Bolts win Gay Bowl 12. And SEC fans, keep it classy in BCS sex video case.
Oh, yay.
Those are your sports headlines.
In what?
Oh. In sports!
I almost lost my news.
They're sports!
Oh. Except we're not on the air. The Arizona Cardinals remain one of the lone unbeaten teams in the NFL after their come-from-behind victory over the Miami Dolphins this past Sunday. Veteran kicker Jay Feely nailed a 46-yard field goal in overtime to move the Cards to 4-0. Tying them with the Houston Texans and Atlanta Falcons for the best record in the league.
How many are left? Three?
Three undefeated teams. After just 4 weeks. Arizona has a quick turnaround this week as they travel to St. Louis to take on the Rams in this week's Thursday night game. The Cardinals aren't the only surprise team in the league, though, as Marnie's Minnesota Vikings are a surprising 3-1.
Yeah.
Like I joked with her at week one that might be their only win of the season.
Yeah,
and
they keep piling it on.
They don't have beating good teams too.
They're not. Their ratings aren't as good as the Cards right now. But
no, not at all.
Which is weird.
I've lived here 20 years. In 2 weeks,
week seven. Or it's the seventh game. I don't know if there's a bye.
Is it here or is it there?
It's there.
There. Okay.
In Minnesota.
I figured you would have planned your trip around that.
I did that a couple of times. I've been there. I have.
I just found out today I'm getting tickets for the Bills game in 2 weeks. So I'm going,
Fantastic. Who are you going with?
I am going with a friend of mine from work, Nate. Because I was like, why not?
Oh, Nate.
I just wanted to make sure you were, Nate. If you needed a company.
Well, tomorrow night is the last night of the regular season in Major League Baseball, and 9 of the 10 playoff spots have been clinched.
Baseball's still going on.
With the final spot possibly being nailed down tonight.
That's why it's called that.
In the American League, the Yankees, Tigers, Rangers, Orioles, and A's will square off in the postseason, while National League teams include the Nationals, Reds, Giants, and Braves. The Cardinals can clinch the final playoff berth tonight, although the Dodgers still have an outside chance. So this is coming down to the wire because not only, 9 of the 10 spots are clinched with just 2 nights left, but the positioning is still all up in the air. Like, who's going to get the best record?
Oh, right,
who's going to be wild card here and who's going to be that? So exciting stuff, even though I checked out of watching baseball about a month and a half ago.
And the Twins are definitely not.
Baseball,
there's too many games. Like, I don't know who invented that. Too many games. It goes on. And hockey's worse. Jesus Christ.
Basketball.
Hockey starts tomorrow and ends yesterday. Like,
That's so true. Oh,
that sport goes on past any kind of logic. Like, why are we playing for the Stanley Cup in June?
Well,
the ice melted.
As I understand, it's because they're doing dental work and they're trying to get that fixed.
Interestingly enough, we don't know when hockey is going to start because they're having
They have a lockout?
Lockout.
Yeah.
Do they have refs?
Could you imagine those fuckers?
Actually, it's the replacement refs that just got
done. Can you imagine it?
And now they're on skates.
Yeah, fuck you. That's what I was going to say. Fuck you. Now they're on skates.
That was good, Marnie. That was good. Even from eight feet away, I could see that.
All right. Well, the Gay Bowl 12 is in the books.
And they'll be on roller skates. That'll make it fun.
And the San Diego Bolts have won their first ever title.
There are some hot guys on that team. I'm just telling you right now.
There really are.
They're named for a porn star. Bolt? Come on. Who else is it going
to
be?
They beat the New York Warriors 33-32 in overtime. I'm just going to keep talking. In the championship game. San Diego is the fifth city to win the Gay Bowl since it started in 2001. The others are New York, Los Angeles, Washington, and Chicago. The Denver 303, maybe Marty can explain what that means, won the first ever women's division, beating the Brooklyn Mavericks in the final. Does 303 mean something?
No, I'm going to go ahead and pass that to Al.
Or is that their is that their area code?
Could be.
The Denver 303 is the name of the women's champion.
I am fairly certain that is the Denver area code.
Then that's very unoriginal. I mean, why? What the fuck?
Seriously.
You already got Denver in your name. You don't need to... spell out where you're from. In case you don't know where Denver is, it's the 303.
Area code for Denver, Colorado is...
It is 303 now that I think about it. Because my brother lives there. 303, yeah. Because my brother lives there. I'm a fucking idiot for not knowing that.
No, not at all.
But anyway, this is the first year they had a women's division and they won.
I accidentally just breathed very deeply. I may be dead soon.
You'll be joining Marnie. We just need one gurney.
One gurney, Two bodies, one gurney.
How did the Lynx do? Didn't they play last night? Minnesota Lynx?
Who is that?
Minnesota for the WNBA.
We're not talking about WNBA.
I'm asking you a question.
I don't keep track.
I don't fucking know.
Why don't you get on that?
I don't keep track.
Well, you should be ready for questions.
I think you got 18 computers in front of you.
I know. It's a day later, and if you don't know a day later, I'm guessing you're not that concerned about.
Not even a little bit, as a matter of fact.
I offered Joe champagne, and he walked out. I guess he took a little bit more champagne. I guess he took that gesture and get out.
He's doing important things like making sure we're on the air.
Here's a story you'll
listeners,
love.
Listeners, if you don't think, well, they can't hear it. Never mind.
Are we on the air?
We are on the air, but you have to refresh the connection. Go, keep going, keep going.
Oh, my good Lord.
Go, buddy, go.
An Alabama man has pleaded guilty, pled guilty, whatever it is, to two counts of obscenity for sexually taunting an unconscious LSU fan in a Bourbon Street restaurant after the BCS national title game in January.
How do you taunt somebody that's unconscious?
Prosecutors said a deal.
Poke the badger. Poke the badger.
Now, prosecutors said a deal reached Tuesday before the scheduled start of a trial for Brian H. Downing of Smith Station, Alabama, calls for him to be sentenced to 2 years in jail. A video went viral on the internet. Appeared to show someone in a University of Alabama jacket performing a simulated sex act on an unconscious man at the restaurant after the Crimson Tide beat LSU for the BCS football championship on January 9th. The LSU fan, whose name has not been released, has sued Downing, asking damages for, quote, mental anguish, humiliation, embarrassment, anxiety, and depression.
And syphilis.
And damage to his reputation.
Allegedly.
And lost tuition payments for having to withdraw from school.
Have to withdraw from school?
We got to pull out of something.
Because of humiliation and depression and embarrassment.
Oh.
So that's a fun story.
That was just that was junior year for me.
I'd be so excited to get a blowjob. I'd be like, oh.
This is why the SEC fans are crazy.
Out of my nose
this is why I hate the SEC conference, because their fans are wackadoos.
Wackadoo, that is.
They do things like they will threaten to kill quarterbacks if they play poorly, or coaches if they do the wrong thing. There was an Alabama fan who poisoned the giant oak tree in Auburn.
Oh, I remember that.
I mean, they do these crazy fucking things.
Oh, and now I just read this was a simulated sex act. So he didn't get laid. Nobody got laid.
No, I know.
Everybody's suing over a
simulation.
Jesus Christ.
Well, maybe that's why I would sue.
That's like wood grain in a Chrysler.
Yeah. Jesus.
I was thinking if he didn't close the deal, I'm like, come on, I'm unconscious for you.
Can I add a T for stimulation and then we'll play?
Oh, that's a good word.
Yeah. So close.
That should be our drinking word. Stimulation.
Stimulation. Well, anyway, that's sports.
All right. Well.
I wanted to look at my list. I thought I had something sports. Oh, no, I don't.
Oh.
Well, hurry, because we got a few minutes.
Oh, Cluey. My buddy Cluey. Yeah, he did a little explanation of his vulgar rant, but he's got a shirtless laying down pic of himself.
Well, who wouldn't?
Exactly.
You wouldn't. That's so why, buddy.
It took me about 15 minutes to read the article. But
alone in a corner.
I went over it thoroughly.
Of course you did.
Chris Cluey also has a new one out, a new rant.
Well, read it, Marnie.
There was a and I'm finding it.
Oh, I thought you had it. I'm sorry.
No, it... Damn it.
Jesus Christ.
This is what happens 90 minutes after introducing alcohol.
This is live radio, people.
Oh, that's right. Oh, I'm sorry.
Who's in the chat room?
Are we still here?
Well,
go ahead. There was a gentleman that, I use that loosely, that had written an article, op-ed piece, and he is apparently a lawyer, and he's really not very good. His name is Mr. Balling.
Shut up!
Can't make that shit up. Can't make that up. And let's see.
And it was the Ravens teammate. That's what I was going to say. The Ravens teammate came out and said he came out against same-sex marriage. And
I saw that headline.
It said it doesn't make him homophobic. He's just praying for Jesus.
Yes.
Jesus was married, according to this alleged Bible thing or all these scripts or whatever the hell.
There's a lot happening.
It's a piece of toilet paper.
So this Mr. Balling goes through about traditional marriage and how the idea of, because of the amendment that's coming up in Minnesota, the marriage
and Maryland, yeah.
When you go home,
the M states, are you voting?
Are you voting when you go home?
No. I can't.
Oh, I figured you were going to slip that in.
No, I would. That would be great. But no, we're going to go to a rally at my friend Jay's new bar called the Poorhouse down in Minneapolis.
Shocker! She's going to a bar in Minneapolis, St. Paul.
But it's a partisan rally for about the marriage amendment.
Okay.
And Chloe may be there. From what I understand, so that's kind of exciting.
You're got a chubby for that, don't you?
I'm all excited about that. Yeah,
I don't want to think about Marnie's
chubby. Okay, can we not discuss that ever again? Thanks. That's... Okay, good.
Deal.
Thank you, swear.
This is my favorite. We have a bell. All right, go ahead.
So this douchebag writes this article and never.
His name is Joe.
He's... No.
You're gesturing at him.
Mr. Balling. I'm pointing at the computer. And the douchebag behind it.
You like that?
Just kidding. Anyway, people were on, because I'm following him on Twitter now, and people were like, hey, are you going to respond to this guy? I know, right,
you're
Clayton?
You're following? Yeah. Wow, yeah. Look at you on Twitter.
I know. But anyway, people were like, are you going to respond to this guy? Are you going to? And no. And he was kind of, I think, staying away from it, like, no. And all of a sudden he said, I gave in.
Yeah.
And he sent this thing back. It says, in part, I read your piece today in today's Star Tribune, and I would like to take a brief moment of time to offer you some assistance in your future writing endeavors. I can only assume that you've never been trained in classical logic, debate techniques, or basic empathy. So I will humbly offer my own meager knowledge in these fields as it relates to your literary masterpiece, Why Same-Sex Marriage Affects My Marriage. And it's he breaks the thing down. Like, but, you know, you start off strong with an opening salvo ostensibly promoting the rights of other groups to have their own views. If we ignore the fear-mongering tagline, the goal is to move society, in this case, away from the safe environment for children. And because he's talking all about children, never defines traditional marriage. Never goes through, and so this whole thing is just fantastic. And if you guys want, in hour three, I can pull that up. So that's fine. But it really is, like, he goes, the way he writes, he's phenomenal. So it's very good. So we'll do that in hour three.
Okay, we'll talk more about that in a minute. We need to wrap up the first hour. It's 8:01 on our first hour. It's our first broadcast out of Studio B at the Q Talk America Studios. I want to throw this out just right now because we have a sponsor, and I haven't got to talk about them much. Check out adammail.com right now for this special offer. Get 50% off of one item when you type in the promo code QTALK, and that's the letter Q, T-A-L-K, and the number one, QTALK1, for the offer code at checkout. When you do, you'll get three hot all-mail, sorry, Marnie, it's an all-mail, all-mail DVDs, free shipping, and your entire order for some discount of 50%, just use offer code QTALK1, and that's it. QTALK1, adammail.com. I like, who typed this? They did? I'm reading this blind, and I realize that this is a challenged version. Like, Corky from Life Goes On typed this. I just realized.
Friends of Marnie.
Yeah, like, QTALK1! Okay.
Okay,
I did not sanction that.
Was the line, and no more champagne for you.
AdamMail.com, QTALK1 is the promo. We'll figure it out in just a few minutes. We're going to be back in just moments from now with hour two. The drinking game comes up moments from now. I'm hoping Al has a drinking word. I'm sure he does, because Al is...
I'm drinking.
He's proficient like that. This is very different to look over to this side to find out what the fuck's going on. Oh, yeah, 30 minutes.
We killed it.
Yeah. Who killed it? What happened?
We killed the champagne.
Oh, that's good. We can drink other stuff now. I have Crown.
Yeah.
We're good. Hour two coming up seconds from now.
You eventually have to end the fuck hour.
Right. Hour two coming up seconds from now. Stay tuned. It's QTALK America coming to you live from the all-new Studio B in the QTALK America Plaza. Stand by. We'll be right back right after this.
You've been listening to The Show with Clayton McKee on QTALK Arizona. You're listening to QTALK Arizona.
The following broadcast contains adult humor, language, and topics, along with partial nudity. Actual knowledge is used sparingly. The show is a result of a lost bet and a bad game of rock, paper, scissors. It's the show with Clayton McKee on Q Talk Arizona. And now, a man with a face for radio, Clayton McKee.
Good evening once again. It's 8:04 officially on the atomic clock that Al loves so much.
Oh, you turned me down.
I'm sorry. I didn't realize I was going to say your name. You love
that's
the
code for bitch.
Is that our drinking game? Whenever
it's
we
back to the perfume counter for you. What?
Nothing.
I'm going to get bells. I'm going to get bells. We'll all have bells next week.
Thank
I swear to God.
We've already got one bleeder in the room. We don't need to be pounded on glass.
We'll figure it out. It is the
that
beginning
sounds
of
wrong.
It's a, yeah, really good. It's the beginning of hour two. That means the drinking game is starting, and for that we will defer to our disclaimer that we legally have to do because
people are stupid.
Now a drink of them. We dare you to stay awake during this royalty-free music and to play a drinking game with us. If you are currently or soon to be driving a car, you cannot play. If you are presently the primary caregiver for children and or the elderly, you may desperately want to play, but no. If you are listening from a rehab facility, you are disqualified because you already hit bottom, and that means you already won this game at least once. If playing this game is in any way illegal for you, put the bottle down and make better life choices. There is no good in your goodbye, and there is no lifeguard on duty, so you will be swimming at your own risk. Tell your lawyer to take the fucking day off. You can't sue us. We warned you. Good luck. Your drinking word is stimulate. If you stimulate yourself, that doesn't count.
Well, yes, it does.
All right, drink. If you're going to touch yourself, you sad person, then you should probably have liquor.
Mm. Oh, my God.
Which is stimulation.
I'm not mad at that. And I don't drink things like that very often, but that was decent. That was good.
It was very good.
I wasn't mad, but I'm going to go back to my Crown and diet.
The Veuve Clicquot is always lovely.
Sounds like Jerry Lewis.
All right. I want to stimulate you all with my list.
So you,
I'm in the mood to drink. What? What do you got?
No, I don't have anything. Keep going.
Okay, a couple clarifications. Last week, are we still playing with Rainbow Cab? Because they took me to the airport, and I was very pleased with them.
Oh, we should. No, I'm sorry. Yeah. I should have. Yeah, Marnie didn't bring them tonight, but we do need to promote Rainbow Cab because they are still on board. Yes, go ahead. You took them to the airport?
I took them to the airport. They were fantastic. I called them. They showed up a little bit early, which...
They always do.
In a miracle of... God's own giving. I was early as well and
you
ready.
Were ready
like
to
I
go?
Was ready to go, and they were. He was like, "I'm outside. I hope it's not too early." And I'm like, "No, let's roll this."
Yeah.
So we're. And I don't want to say let's roll as I was getting on a plane. That leads to bad things.
Who's on the non-fly list? Yeah. Al Perkins.
That's because I'm such a stimulating bastard.
Oh, stimulation! Oh, we're drinking.
So I wanted to say that, and then let me get to my list.
Buddy, yeah, okay. I have an ultra. If you'd like one.
Oh, sure. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Just one.
God damn it. That will stimulate me.
Okay. Oh, I'll drink. I'm in the mood to drink, so this is going to go. Okay, now, weeks ago, we wasted like a good 30 minutes trying to find this woman's name.
Who?
And I've done my research. Her name is Dana Loesch, or Loesch. L-O-E-S-C-H. She's the Tea Party douche.
She is
the one that started the Tea Party and did the original like talk shows thing that they were never going to go after... social issues that they were purely about taxes. She was the one that endorsed Bachman. She was the original person to throw Bachman's name into the hat and get that started. That is all Dana Loesch or Loesch. Google her. She's a cunt.
Yeah. I think that's the first time. Need a paper towel?
Well, I don't know. Is it going to do any fucking good?
Yeah, here. Well, like, allegedly, no.
We reuse our paper towels because we don't have a trash.
The other half of that stopped the bleeding over there. So
if you need mine, I have it right here in my pocket.
We are stopping flows wherever they start in this room.
Stop. Remember, Marnie's a bleeder.
She's a bleeder.
Let's not talk about flow and bleeding.
Exactly.
Can we let it go? Jesus.
I call my apartment a pad.
You live in a house.
It's a joke about
it's Max. A joke
we're
about
keeping
it.
The flow we're story keeping, going.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All the ways
it.
Girls yeah. communicate yeah. that flows in town.
Don't try to tampoon our joke. Yeah.
That was stimulating.
Yeah,
that
drink. So, and I'm drinking tonight. Mm. And so we are no longer on the countdown to the end of the world. I've decided, because I'm so obsessed with this movie, that we are on the countdown to Argo. I may have to call in sick this week.
I want to. I do want to see that. I heard that today on the radio. I do want to go see that. So when is that coming? Is it 2 weeks?
October 12th. Yeah, it's October 12th. So we got to make this work. It's a Friday, like all movies come out. But maybe Monday.
I can't do a Friday.
Maybe we can hold out till Monday and go out Monday.
I'd love that. I think it'd be fun.
It played at the Toronto Film Festival. I don't think they give awards at the Toronto Film Festival. But it got a lot of buzz. It got that Oscar buzz going. And Ben Affleck is now like top of the list for Best Director nominees.
Wow.
Like it went straight to the head of the class. And everyone is like edge of your seat. It's political. It's a thriller. So I have it written down every single week, and I realize I think I've talked about that before. Oh, and I have Argo and Countdown to Argo. So yeah, I guess I do. Tom Cruise's son is in a movie. Have you seen the previews for Red Dawn? Connor Cruise, the forgotten child of Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman. Because you notice those two fell off the map.
Yeah.
As soon as they started like making babies, they forgot about the adopted two. Mm-hmm. But so Connor is earning a living now in Red Dawn. And it looks pretty good. I don't know.
Okay.
The remake, right?
Yeah, the remake. Yeah. The original movie was nothing that couldn't be fucked up with a gun. Go right ahead. There's no reason. Bruce Springsteen did a pro-gay marriage ad.
Okay.
Really?
The Boss.
Going to that concert. Wow. I'm very excited about that, actually.
Yes, he has been a strong supporter of the, pick your initials here, LGBTQRNO. I don't know.
AIOU. Right.
I don't know.
NFL, AFL-CBA.
Probably a Native American spirit in there somewhere. I'm not fucking sure.
Feather, not dot.
We call it a dream catcher.
Dot or feather. Which one?
Exactly. Bingo nut slushy. Horrible. You are horrible.
Right. You people.
Horrible people.
Fuck you people.
Whoever said that is a horrible person.
You said it.
Shut up. There are no cameras.
Yet.
There is no
Tatanka.
Way to
record. We're going to get cameras.
There's no way to
Joe,
record this.
We got to order web. We got to get webcams. We got to get cameras in here.
Yeah. Clearly, there's no way to effectively record
only
this.
Only because I'm concerned that people are going to steal shit. Like liquor.
Like liquor. So anyways, I guess he's been a longtime friend of the community. And now because this push in the M states, Maryland, Minnesota, pick another M state. Mm-hmm. There's like five states and there is a real hope that we will finally win one. One of these things will win the popular vote.
Sure.
And they're thinking that now football players are getting on board, like Bruce Springsteen. And the Bruce Springsteen ad is huge. It's a big campaign. I just saw it before I left. It was pretty interesting. The Oscars this year, my heroes, Craig and Neil, I don't know their last names, but if you see their names above the title of a movie, anywhere near a movie, you just go see the movie. Okay. They did all the Disney movies in the 90s where they took... Excuse me.
Pardon?
They took all the Broadway musicals that had shitty movie versions, and they redid them. So they redid Annie. They redid The Music Man. They redid Cinderella with Whitney Houston.
Whitney Houston.
Okay. They did Chicago.
Was that Brandy? Was in that? Uh-huh.
Yes, Brandy and Whitney Houston.
Right, right.
So I mean, so they're the producers. They were chosen as the producers this year. Very gay friendly, and they chose Seth MacFarlane to be the host. So
yeah, I think that's very interesting.
That.
Yeah, well, he's okay. In a shocking turn of events, not only has Ted grossed over $200 million domestically, it's an international hit, and American comedies very rarely translate to foreign countries. It's one of the top grossing worldwide comedies of all time, and we're talking like $500 million off a talking teddy bear.
But he's funny.
No, right.
I thought it was an interesting choice,
though.
But
that kind of humor doesn't usually translate. Like, American humor doesn't translate. Just like we don't get a lot of comedies.
Not just overseas, either. But even for something like the Oscars, which typically will tap, a mainstream, safe, your Billy Crystal. Even if they were to get, Jimmy Kimmel, who just did the Emmys. It's a pretty safe choice.
I think the only only other edgy choice they made was, I thought Whoopi Goldberg was always an edgy choice because she's so... Her stand-up is so like political and topical that that was the last time I thought they made this.
I still, I guess, I'm
but they
wrong.
Said they'll have a delay. He'll sign his waiver with all those swear
and
words he can't
even,
say.
It doesn't even really concern me that he's going to push the envelope too far, like a Ricky Gervais or anything. I just didn't think that he was as even though he's got a quadrillion dollars,
yeah,
and you know, it's very successful. I guess I just didn't see him as that popular mainstream
guy. But
I
think
that
he's trying to broaden his base, I think, because
he is, but the Oscars wanted.
He can broaden his base inside me too if he wants to. Clayton McKee.
I have a question. I raised my hand.
Could you ring your bell, please?
Oh, God.
Are you going to say who's Seth MacFarlane?
No. I have a question in reference to comedy transitions. That's not the right word, but. You're talking about the fact that American comedy doesn't usually translate outside of the continental
United
States.
Only action movies big love stories are international.
Okay,
hits.
So here's my question. Now, obviously, what's it called? Are You Being Served? Absolutely Fabulous. Monty
I'm
Python.
Not saying British.
No, I understand. My question is that normally the case that American humor doesn't translate outside of here, but foreign humor usually translates back?
No, that's not foreign. They're still speaking English. Like
No, I understand that.
Britain's not the market we want. If you're selling internationally, you want Japan, China, Brazil. Like there's movie markets out there where like they make billions of dollars.
Okay, so they're making money in.
So that's
in
why like a movie with Tom Cruise can make nobody gives a shit. It can flop here. It'll make billions of dollars because it's Tom Cruise and it's an action movie.
Right.
And they can dub in somebody.
Right, which they do.
But comedy doesn't American like Bridesmaids was not a hit. It made like $5 overseas.
Okay. Really?
American humor. Sure. Just like when you watch, and you always complain about the subtitles. I say that a lot of times about foreign comedies, unless it's physical humor, it doesn't translate because you don't understand French. You don't know what they're talking about. Right. And there's a lot of jokes in Ab Fabs about celebrities that we don't know.
Right.
They make fun of talk shows that we don't see. So there's, you know, there's all that stuff.
So I think of like Ab Fab, Benny Hill, Monty Python,
Benny
all
Hill
those
hysterical,
hysterical see, stuff that we.
I think Benny Hill is like not funny.
No. But I think it's only because I grew up and my parents just thought it was hysterical.
Your mom and I used to watch Benny Hill all the time.
Yeah.
I'm not saying all of it was.
I went back to watch it, I'd probably be like.
Right, but well, to me, it's like I go back and I watch even animation, and I realize how adult humor. And I realize now that I'm older, the humor that's double entendre. But I never thought about the fact that humor.
I'm stimulated by your use of the French. I needed a drink.
Whatever. I think it's interesting that American humor or like Ted, which I thought was funny, wouldn't translate outside.
No, it did.
Of this.
That's what it's the surprise.
No, I'm sorry. That humor that normally doesn't translate.
Right.
That one really, really did. That's good. That's cool. That's very interesting.
Yeah, it's a shocker. And I read Box Office Mojo every week. They do all the charts, international charts, they adjust for inflation. I'm a big fan of that website. And
.com.
Yeah, .com. But they're always good with that. okay, The Agenda, which is a show on our network. It's the new political show.
Yes.
They used a thing about they were talking about the gay marriage issue, and they were saying that the movable middle, and I love this phrase. Mm-hmm. I had never like really heard it before.
The movable middle.
These people that haven't the undecideds that is shrinking. Like there's people that are gonna be hardcore against gay marriage forever. They're never gonna go.
Right.
But there's those people that are gonna see like a Bruce Springsteen and be like, okay, I guess I gotta give this up. Like people I respect are telling me to shut the fuck up. You know what I mean? There's people that are like, I don't really care. Like, I'm not that religious. I don't really give a shit. I'm for gay marriage. Like, you've worn me down. Right. You've worn me down. I have no more argument left. Obama did the same thing.
Right.
So they were saying that there's no more, the movable middle is shrinking. And I think that's about all the elections now. Like, the undecideds, everybody's talking about these people. We're 5 weeks out. Like, if you're undecided, you're probably just not going to vote.
There was a hilarious.
So, like the movable middle of who's going to be swayed tomorrow by the
by the
first
very
debate.
Few people.
It's going to be like three.
There was
people.
A hilarious spoof on SNL the week before last about
undecided
the
voters.
Undecided voters who, you know, I have questions. When is the election? You know, and do we know what these gentlemen stand for? Are there any women in the race? You know, whatever.
What are their names? Can you spell them? Is either one of them currently holding office? Because I think experience might be important.
And that's how I feel. You might remember I had a rant on Facebook a couple weeks ago about who are these undecided people? This is not like, wow, I really like both of them, or there's huge differences.
Yeah, and I think this time in 2004, like 2008, I didn't think there was much difference between the two. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. Like. One,
especially since you didn't have an incumbent.
Yeah, you had two people that were not very experienced, one old and two old men. Like, you know what I mean? You had Obama, the cunt, and then whatever the first old man's name was in Biden.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see what's next. Lower debate expectations memo. Have you heard? It was leaked to the, and I don't know if it was really leaked because everybody's kind of admitting to it, but they sent out the memo for all the demagogues, if that's the word.
Ooh.
I know I get stimulated by my use of
stimulated.
I think that might be Greek. Anyway, so to all the people that were going on the talk shows to take, you know, the right side of the screen, they were sending out things to constantly lower expectations for Romney.
Mm-hmm.
To keep saying, you know, this is his first presidential debate. He's never done this before. And then, so they sent it out. But then it turns out they just sent the memo, but they sent it to CNN. So I'm not sure if that leaked or just wanted to make sure they knew what they were going to say so everybody wasn't surprised.
Right.
But then Obama's people are now saying, well, you know, Romney's been debating. He debated through the whole residency. What's it really called? The primaries.
Primary season.
He has... Yeah, I don't know, Reddit. I was so stimulated for my last drink.
I'm going to drink again.
So they were, so now
hour three is going to be great, people.
I'm just thinking.
And eventually I'll post it.
So
someday.
Pizza will be here in 20 minutes.
Oh, Lord.
Good. That'll sober me up. So,
Al's reading a text. What are you doing?
Oh,
Dead air.
So... Daily Show yesterday did the absolute funniest thing where they had two people on the screen from each camp talking about lowered expectations. Uh-huh. The one guy's like, hey, if Romney can stand up and not fart every 5 seconds, we'll consider it a win. And they're like, if Obama can stay erect.
Oh.
And they were as it went, they were like trying to outdo each other and how low the expectations were. And the guy for Romney was, he says the N-word every 15 minutes. We don't even know how this is going to go on. I mean, it just got funnier. And the Daily Show has really been on its game
lately. They really have.
Fox has been bitching all over the place about polls, that the presidential polls are skewered, that they're polling too many Democrats. It's all skewed towards that like they're...
Fox is showing too many suicides live.
Yeah.
Is what's happening.
I still haven't watched it. But no, this is Fox. Yeah. And that was Fox Network. Also.
Yes, I know.
But Fox News has been complaining, and Wolf Blitzer actually came out and said, your poll on your website has Obama ahead by 4 points. Like, only poll Republicans. So now when you go to the website for foxnews.com, which I like to go to find out what crazy looks like, there's no garbage can over there.
I know, I'm just throwing shit.
Oh my Lord. Third hour is going to be fine.
Let's all do it.
We have a broom.
So now when you go to the Fox News homepage, you have to go through four different screens to find their polls.
I bet.
And then they're quoting some poll that has Romney ahead by like 7 in like 8 different states. But the best part is they're the Fox News polls, which everyone like quotes, has him behind. So now they don't put it on their website.
Yeah.
Like, seriously, it's like trying to find the G-spot, trying to find that goddamn thing. That's both of those. And now this is the new thing. And did you find my link for that article?
I did not, because I didn't look for it. But I have been looking at other things related, kind of the same idea about the election being over. And I've been looking at tons of electoral map predictors, and they're all, no matter what website, left leaning, right leaning, middle of the road, whatever. They've got Obama with 331 electoral votes.
Yeah.
They've got him solid blue, not a light blue, solid blue, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Michigan, which I thought
But Pennsylvania, Michigan went 2 weeks ago. They're done.
I thought those were the three, like, whoever wins two out of the three. They're not even a light blue. They're all solid blue.
Yeah, and Ohio is pretty much blue.
The one I saw today, granted it was Huffington Post. The only state they truly have as a toss-up now is North Carolina.
Yes, and that should be solidly... The problem for Romney is that that's not solidly Romney. Mm-hmm. Obama's the first Democrat to win that in like years. Okay, so now here's what they're saying with this election thing is, if you want to know if the Republican Party has given up on Romney or not, you follow the PAC money. The super PACs are, if you're in a swing state, and Tennessee's not a swing state, so I don't know if we have anybody listening in a swing state, but it turns out we're almost a swing state.
Yeah.
Obama may make a push here, but what they're saying is, when the Republicans give up, if they do, if the poll numbers are really holding up like they look like they are, then the money from the super PACs is going to stop going to Romney and start going down the ticket, and they're going to start doing House members, Senate
right.
members.
They're really, the party is really focusing on Arizona right now because of two races. You know, they're concerned about the Jeff Flake Kirsten Sinema race
and the
Carmona the Carmona Flake Sinema, and who's she running against? Vernon Parker.
And I haven't seen any. I don't know if it's my district. I don't know Cox Cable's that specific, but the ads that running against Flake are genius. That
I don't know if I've seen any.
Oh, they're good. They're good. Talking about like all the different bills for the GIs that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I did see that.
They're excellent. And they have like dates and stuff, and they're just shooting him down. Now, for movie news, I've been to the movies.
Is that so?
Because, yes, give Tyler movie choices. I saw The Last Watch, End of the Watch. Excellent. One of the best cop movies I've ever seen. Uh-huh. Excellent.
I don't think I've heard that.
That was actually
Jake
on my
Jake Gyllenhaal
list too.
And Michael Pena, who I've been in love with.
I love Michael Pena.
He is so cute.
Love it's him.
Great acting. The chemistry was amazing. The storyline was, it wasn't one of those like, why does this keep happening to these people? Like everything was kind of
smart.
Organic, if you will.
She loves that name.
They were stimulated organically, if you will.
Organically.
It was so well done.
Really,
and I cried. I got a good cry out of it. I believed every single part of it. Anna Kendrick again with playing the girl, a nothing part, but Anna Kendrick comes in again and like.
So is that the end of your list?
No, I have one more movie. I saw Looper.
Oh, I haven't seen that yet.
I was quiet for the whole first hour.
Whose first hour?
I don't know.
Okay.
At home. I saw Looper. Very good.
All right.
Good choice. Joseph Gordon-Levitt, almost unrecognizable because they're trying to make him a young
Bruce
Willis. But unfortunately, it turns out a young Bruce Willis just looks like Jimmy Kimmel. Like, it was very distracting because I felt like I was watching in Jimmy Kimmel and Looper. Like, but it was really well done. Good story. Good, like, and when it came time, like, I don't want to talk about time travel. We're going to be here for 3 hours. It's going to involve these straws. Right. It was so funny how they wrote off, like, they never even talked about time travel. Like, it was hysterical. We're going to be here for 3 hours, and I'm going to use these straws.
Maybe they're like, we're not even going to try because you can't win.
Yeah, because you can't win. You can't get there. So that's my list. Good
well,
movies.
I was going to piggyback on the whole end of watch thing because that's the movies are on my list that I didn't get to talk about last week because I wasn't here. But I had the best...
You were never cut off. You just weren't here.
They had the best... I had the best movie experience day because, as it turns out, you can pay for one movie, and when that's over, you can just go into another theater. Did you know that?
Yeah. I've
that's
heard
got
of
a really funny name. And what?
So
I've heard of it.
But so I go to see, and I strategically, I thought this out very strategically.
I think the fact using strategic in your explanation tells the story.
Well, yeah, Al gets it.
Al gets me.
I'm like, which of these movies do I want to see first?
Right.
And which one do I want to see after?
Right.
And I had to pick the time so that there was like a 20-minute window between or something, you know.
That's how I saw
that.
Because I dubbed back-to-back yesterday.
So I went to see End of Watch. It was like a 10:40 a.m. As Al said, great, great cop movie.
Yeah, well done.
Right after that, went to see The Master. Excellent.
Okay.
And I saw them in the right order, you know. But I have to say, Joaquin Phoenix can start writing some acceptance speeches.
Oh. I said that last week. The performance of
unbelievable. And
a
here's
long,
the thing:
long time.
This year, the best actor race is the best we are going to see in a long, long time. But Joaquin Phoenix, I think, has it sewn up because you have Daniel Day-Lewis and Lincoln. They're not going to give him a third right away,
right?
Tonight,
too soon.
Yet.
Too soon.
But now they've announced that Hitchcock is going to come out this year with Anthony Hopkins.
Ooh.
And of course, you have John Hawkes in The Sessions, which is a lot of good buzz, where he plays basically like a invalid who can't move, and it's like Oscar bait. But
and if his wheelchair can roll into the Holocaust, he'll just roll away with an Oscar.
You play a cripple, you win an award. Is that how it works?
There's buzz about Bill Murray in Hyde Park on Lincoln, or Lincoln on Hyde Park, I should say. The movie that won the audience prize at Toronto was Bradley Cooper. It still looks
light,
too lighthearted, but you never know. I mean, that's a good barometer usually.
Really, yeah. Toronto film. I say it all the
so
time.
So anyway, go see The Master. Go see End of Watch.
Okay,
I want to see The Master because for some reason it just intrigues me.
And I need to do my reading on Elrond. Because I honestly don't know enough about him to know if it was fair, if it was unfair, if it was blatant, if it really was subliminal. Now our discussion last week is where does Philip Seymour Hoffman place himself?
I just realized how late
I think they'll place him in supporting.
Okay, that's what I said. Even though it's a co-lead,
it's close. It's in fact, when I first started reading about the movie some months ago, I thought it was about Philip Seymour Hoffman and Joaquin Phoenix was going to be the supporting, you know. But, I mean, clearly, this was Joaquin Phoenix's movie.
That scene in the jail cell was just... That was, it hurt. Like, oh. I was like,
so good, so good.
Stop.
They're falling asleep.
Okay. Well, that's okay. I just wanted to talk to you.
Ann Coulter has a new book.
She's
called Mug.
Oh, she's a cunt.
Stimulating the Uber cunt. Like,
the ladies on The View kind of gave her a smackdown last week, which was kind of cool about the book.
So.
Yes, but why does anyone have her on?
The View wants ratings, I guess.
Right.
They have her on a lot. I think every time she puts one of these stupid books.
I think you're right on that.
But they can't even get it. She's so unreasonable. I mean,
here's what kills me about her. And of course, I haven't read this book, and I have no plans to. But just watching her discussion of it with these ladies, she presents all of her theories as facts.
Her theories. I like her theories.
The way she talks, and she's so convinced that they're facts about
Obama. And she's Obama so condescending.
By the way, Obama's a horrible president for black people, and she cites these quote facts about how they're not better off with Obama. They would be better off with a Republican president or a conservative president. She's just fucking crazy.
Yeah. I mean, and her one thing, and I'm sorry, if you're on a panel with two black women, you don't say something about like how black people feel.
Exactly. And I think it was either Whoopi or Sherry who called her on
for
that.
For some reason,
how fucking dare you?
Because Wilk always hates Barbara Walters. So he goes there. So he was trying to defend Ann Coulter against Barbara Walters. Not give it up. But my thing is, and then she's trying to say that this whole thing with the voter... With the voter suppression, the voter ID fraud, it was started in Rhode Island for whatever reason, and it wasn't. But the thing in Pennsylvania is all Republicans, and it's very specific. And the people are coming out and saying, "If we get this passed, we can hand the election to Romney." Like, they're coming out and saying it, and she's like sitting there, like, "No, this is a Democratic thing."
This is happening in several kind of swing-ish states.
Oh, where, a lot of them,
including here in Arizona,
Texas, and Louisiana. I think it's official
where they can. If they have suspicion that someone is not a citizen or whatever, they can just purge them from the voter rolls.
Nope.
That's insane.
And people don't... Oh, wake up, people, as Samuel L. Jackson...
Wake up!
Anyway, enough about...
Okay, so but Tyler has a question for Marnie. Oh, but you're in the chat room. You're seeing this.
No, I'm not.
Okay, because she's doing work.
Sorry.
to Al and Marnie would be, if both candidates in a category are horrible, why vote? I don't know of yet that both candidates are horrible.
Yeah, I agree.
Pretty much... I like one... As everybody knows, the last election, I was a Hillary person, so I took a long time to get on the Obama thing, and I almost thought about not voting, because I was torn for a long time.
Marnie, answer. I have a follow-up on that.
Yeah, I mean, my deal is that you have to vote, and again, that's an opinion that I hold. I think that it's not about going and voting for the lesser of two evils, but really becoming informed on, you know,
that,
which person.
I'm glad
person.
You pointed that out, though, because I don't think... You know, you all hear is the important thing is to vote.
Yeah.
No. If you don't know jack shit, stay home. Because I don't want your vote potentially canceling out mine or another
informed
voter.
I think Mitt Romney's cute, so I'm going to go vote for him.
But as we said last week, if you'll take the time to vote for Dancing with the Stars and American Idol and every other fucking show, and if you've wasted any portion of your lifetime watching something called Honey Boo Boo Child, you need to turn off your fucking TV and read something about our government and find out how to fucking vote.
Figure it out.
But that's why it's so frustrating.
You are literally losing brain
it's so
cells.
Frustrating to me that someone you can do 30 minutes of research and just get the tip of the iceberg, and that's good enough
just
for me.
Just the tip.
And sure,
just the tip
man.
Of the iceberg
just
of,
stimulate
of
the
what
tip.
These Where's candidates the may stand for. And if you form your decision based on that little research, I'm okay.
Yeah.
But fucking learn something.
Right.
Jesus Christ.
And I said when we did the primaries, because all I cared about was voting against Joe Arpaio.
Douchebag.
God, I hope he's unemployed soon. But my thing was, I don't
vote.
Know. I honestly was not, I wasn't prepared for a primary election about the sheriff because I just want to vote against him.
Yeah.
So I felt bad because I don't know which, you know,
there's
a military complex, there's a prison complex that, you know, the Wilk is always putting on his face and we're so proud of that. Like, the fact that stop incarcerating people.
No, and you know, the thing is, Doug, you know, Doug points out as I'm looking in this that you know, you don't have to vote in every category. You absolutely don't have to vote right. in every category. And that was something that, I learned years ago when people were like, well, I just go and people are ignorant and they'll go out and they're a Democrat. So I'm just going to vote all Democratic. Yeah. I'm just going to go down the list. Not if you don't know what the hell you're talking about. So yeah, you can skip certain things.
Yeah, but yeah, and so we're all reading along at what you're writing. And hell is hot. Thank you, Harrison. I agree. Like there are some things that when I go in, I don't know.
I don't know the judges. I don't, for instance, the
judges, and very rarely. But I don't. I might
know one or two of them. But.
And Tyler brings up an interesting point. And Tyler, we live in a shitty state for politicians. Like we got some. We got some dumbasses fucking running here. So we definitely feel your pain. He's talking about in Tennessee, like there may not be a better choice. Yeah, what do you do? I don't know.
Well, I think it's about becoming informed.
I don't know the races in Tennessee. And if obviously.
But they're the same here. Like school districts. I don't care about the school districts, so I don't do my research. Yeah.
I think for the big,
I hope you don't beat children.
I think for the big races.
Central High School's got some hot kids.
Your gubernatorial, presidential, House, Senate races, even maybe the legislature. I think it's rare that you don't have a candidate who's good enough for you, for your values and for what you stand for.
Right.
And I think it's very this is something that's really come up in the last maybe two decades where we have become so picky that if a candidate does not represent us 100%, then it's the lesser of two evils.
Right.
You know what? You're never – if you're waiting for that candidate that's going to please you 100% on every issue, you're going to be waiting a long time.
They can't.
And I've never had one. I've never had a candidate that I agree 100% on everything with, but I would not say they're a bad candidate.
Right.
You know, if – I think in almost every race you can find the better candidate for you. Yeah.
For you, and that's the key point. The better candidate for you.
And turns out, so Tyler is saying, I just arrowed down. He is saying that like we say you can't complain and he says 95% of Democrats are also against gay rights, which is true. Well, remember we read the quote from the guy a couple of weeks ago who turns out was a Democrat.
Maryland.
And then who are you going to vote for? Like
I'm going to need Tyler to cite his source there
because I don't really think that's true.
Well, and
no,
and,
I do
even
because,
if,
because
even
you
if
get
it
the,
is,
the Bible Belt. Once you get into the Bible Belt.
Oh, where he is.
Where he is.
Oh, I'm sorry. Right, right. Yeah. But it's that, I mean, if that's the case, you're still looking.
And sometimes you have to go six issues down. Sometimes you have to go to what's not so important to you, but what do you want to go? I mean, I honestly think that. Like, I don't know.
I mean, if you have Joe Arpaio, for instance, here, Tyler, we have a gentleman who's the sheriff who's an ass. And that's being polite, I think.
Oh, I think that's the nicest thing anybody's ever said about him.
And then we have another gentleman running against him. Depends on that you know, I believe in, that I'm going to vote for. But it's a matter of, as you go down the list, the pros and the cons, and to be able to say, you know, what do I like about it? And if I don't like anything about either of them, as Doug pointed out, then I'm not going to vote on that issue, because if I feel that strongly...
Yeah, and Harrison is talking about propositions in California, and when the propositions come up, and that's the one where I'm always lost. Like, and I have my reader at home. It's on my kitchen table, my filthy kitchen table. But I have it there because I have to read, and we only have like five or six this year, I think, maybe only four. But I need to read the guide, because sometimes they're like, wait a minute, you spun that a weird way.
Right.
So I would just hope that, I mean, just go in and for Tyler, for anybody that listens to this somewhere else, like, go in when you're make sure you vote, and maybe it's just for your school district. I work with a woman who's crazy, and she always talks about Obama's killing my education.
The restaurant has a lot of crazy people.
Yeah, but like Obama's killing my kids' education. No, Obama has nothing to do with your kids' education. Right. You need to vote on the school superintendent level. Like, there's a part of your ballot specifically to do with your child, and you need to read up. Like, that's your job, not mine. I'll vote for Obama. You read up about your school district and find out who you're voting for. And she was horrified by that thought. She had never, she was like, you can vote for that? You dumb bitch.
Oh, my
yes,
God.
You can. She's a lovely person.
She sounds like it.
Okay, so we have a time constraint. Is that your list?
Oh, I finished mine a long time ago. We're on his.
Yeah, all right, I'm
yours?
I'm done.
You're good, Martin?
Well, there's one thing before, two things, actually, before I do my list.
But so she got a list before her list.
And she already she nearly killed herself for the first thing.
I really did. I almost died.
Let me just say that I have no list I've been here building the studio.
He never has a list.
I'm gonna start. I gotta work on that.
Yeah.
Marnie, go ahead. What you got?
So there is Aaron sent me this thing from Sue. Shut it. Just shut it.
Her wife said or something.
I'm mad.
Are you adopting another dog?
No. Oh, no. No, not at all.
Oh, okay. Got it.
What? Oh, it doesn't matter.
All right. Whoa.
Sue from
Rainbow Cab?
No, from Glee. No.
Oh, Sue Sylvester?
Yeah, Sue Sylvester. Until
she sees it.
When, right. In her autobiography, she was talking about how when she was in elementary school, they gave her an award.
Oh.
And the award was for someone who had never gotten an award. Like, it was like here, you know.
The least honored person ever.
You dumbass. So, anyway, we, a couple of weeks ago, had been talking about the fact that, you know, should everybody get a medal? And Tyler was kind of involved in that.
Right.
You know, the idea of being for it, whereas we were kind of real opposed to it. And I just thought of you all. And in the podcast world, I feel that perhaps we'll never get an award. So I wanted to present to you.
Uh-oh, Marnie's got shit in her bag. What's going on, Marnie?
That we have a first place podcast that I would like to award you all.
How kind
Why do we all get first place?
Because everybody gets first place.
We're in a team.
And there's never a loser.
There's never a loser.
Yes, there are. The other people with podcasts.
Can I make a hat?
Everybody else at the podcast on this station, Joe just left, so he doesn't know. Joe doesn't know he lost.
Can I make a hat? Exactly. I want to make a hat out of this.
Nice.
So put it on before you can take a picture.
We all have it on our heads, listeners, however you self-identify.
I think we should have Joe take a photo of us when he gets back.
We'll work on that.
For our first place.
Wait till he finds out he wasn't even nominated. I'm going to be so bitter.
2 years.
He just nominated. You're cracking me up, Clayton.
Two years, no number. What?
Because it's just kind of
the fact that it's stuck to your head is alarming.
No, but you can do it. You can do it too, Al. You can do it.
You too.
No,
you too.
It fell. Sorry. Super sorry.
You know I'm going to look like the guys from In Living Color that wear the little hats. Oh, no.
You do.
Hated it.
Men on film.
Put it in front. So,
the other piece.
Faggot. Here we go. I'll dig it.
Oh, my God.
Wait. Stop.
Two snaps up.
I'm taking a picture.
Two
stand by. God damn it. Wait. Stop. Hold on. Stop. Wait a minute. Oh,
listeners, you'll have to check the Facebook page or something and see this photo.
Now with your eyes open.
If Clayton can ever figure out how to use his
perfect.
iPhone.
All right,
the iPhone 7
That's
is
funny.
Not working.
Jesus. That was like Marnie taking a picture that was so fucking slow.
Shut up. So, Marnie. Okay,
anyway.
So that's one.
But thank you for my award.
You don't get to keep your award.
Wait. Do we all get acceptance speeches?
Can I even talk? In the third hour, you can get an acceptance speech.
Acceptance speeches are in the third hour. Oh, all right. God. I'll post them someday.
Yeah, someday. Someday.
Fuck you.
Oh! Oh, my God. We just blew out the soundboard over candy corn Oreos. They have appeared.
The candy corn Oreos are in the house.
And I'm really drunk, so I think it's cookie number 5 that I realize they're revolting.
Just in case you all get too hungry.
We have two back.
Safeway still did not have them the other day.
Beautifully realized.
Where did you find
At Target.
She just wants to make sure we miss her when she's gone. Oh, and it's the old-fashioned way to open them.
We have candy corn Oreos
in
the
Buddy
house.
Buddy just tore through
Buddy
that
thing. Buddy just ripped that shit open.
Like he was hunting down a gazelle.
Now, wait a minute. Joe just walked in the studio with pizza. But, Joe, I'm sorry to tell you that the Oreo candy corn is tripping right now.
And, Joe, we're going to need you to take a picture of us with our awards.
Oh, we all have awards.
Yeah.
Marnie, Jesus, can you smell the sugar?
Okay.
Oh my God.
Do you smell that?
How are they?
The paint is no longer the
I hate candy corn, and these are fantastic.
I'm going to stack these
up. Get in your car and drive to wherever they sell this shit.
After we're off the air.
Or you're sober.
No.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. That's ridiculous.
Wow. Joe, did you get a candy corn? Oh, God damn.
Did you get a... How drunk are you?
Very.
Well,
very.
I should have known when that picture... It took an hour to take that picture. We started taking that picture yesterday. All right,
anyway.
Do your list while she's still
live
alive.
Live from Studio B, Marnie.
Oh my God, she's got a whole...
Will you just how relax many, over there and eat your trees? Goddamn Oreos?
We are running late.
I know,
because
just shut it.
Hurry, I'll shut up.
All right. The Pope says that gay people are not fully developed humans.
I heard that.
Did you hear fuck about him.
That? Yeah, he, Pope Benedict, though, whatever his number is.
Isn't he a Nazi?
Has said he's a douchebag. Oh has said God. That gay people are not fully developed humans as they do not obey Catholic law. So is that just gay people or Lutherans?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, like, are we going to the Methodists?
I was
what's
pretty
happening?
Much not going to obey Catholic law for, like, yeah. eight different reasons.
Yeah, exactly.
Gay was, like, number eight.
Yeah.
It's just
oh, my
part
God,
of NPR.
Joe did not skimp on this pizza.
No, he went somewhere fancy. Look at that box.
God damn it.
The pure one.
That is a fancy box. I want to live in that box, I think.
For those of you listening right. on the delay,
hello,
we have pizza in the studio.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Go.
All right. Lady Gaga has chimed in on this, as a matter of fact. And so
that girl.
That, God bless her,
hey.
Gay people should not pay attention to what the Pope thinks of gay people.
Right, thank you.
Yeah. I'm going to add one, duh. you know, I mean, just the idea, like, it's so fucking ridiculous. In January, apparently, he received criticism for saying gay marriage threatens human dignity and the future of humanity itself. So I didn't know we had that much fucking power.
I'm
That's
so excited
cool.
to find out, though.
Mm-hmm, I know.
Well, what will I do with all this
for
power?
Him,
I don't know.
For him, it actually diminishes uh-huh. laid possibilities.
Well, yes, his boyfriends don't get numbered. So thousands.
Exactly.
Now we have
Pat
Robertson.
Okay, cut it with the elbows, girls.
Pat Robertson.
Oh, douche.
God bless him.
Uh-huh.
She's still
thousands,
alive.
Thousands pray for U.S. These at America for Jesus
I know,
rally.
Sorry.
These are good.
Use your cushion.
Fuck
go
you.
Ahead.
At an America for Jesus rally.
Wow.
Thousands of conservative Christians gathered Saturday in Independence Mall in Philadelphia to pray for the future of the United States in the weeks before the presidential election.
Oh, I heard about this.
Don't people have more to do?
Oh, and the Mormons
pray
are
in your own fucking
but
home.
The Mormons are fasting, and I'm not sure who else. Remember the Mormons?
Is that why they're getting so thin? The ones that I've seen.
No, but I think
you can tell a Mormon by
there's
they're
there's some fast that they're supposed to be doing a fast of faith. And I'm pretty sure it's Mormons that are fasting, but other religions may be joining in. So if anybody in the chat room knows, let us know.
Well, apparently, according to Pat Robertson, he doesn't care what the ACLU says or any atheist. This nation belongs to Jesus, and we're here today to reclaim his sovereignty. So good to know. And apparently on October 20th, you can do the same in Washington, D.C.,
You know, you can actually pray anytime you want.
I think so.
That's what I think people don't know that.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I'm so glad that you pointed that out, because I think you can do that in your own home.
Yeah.
Speakers throughout the day condemned abortion, gay marriage, and population control as practiced by those fuckers at Planned Parenthood. Christian rock music filled
fuckers.
The historic mall as speakers challenged the crowd to overcome the seven deadly sins of pride, greed, lust, envy, gluttony, wrath, and slothfulness.
Well, there
all
goes
which,
my question.
All of which...
Name the seven deadly sins.
All of which we have done today just in studio.
and to playing sloth, Jason Carlton.
The boy is currently now, fucking is really cute,
wait,
though.
I'm confused. Is this the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse?
Yeah, right.
What
the so a record number of gays are apparently seeking seats in the Congress. You know, very exciting. Except there was one who this
the
is
backwards
again,
cowboy.
This is again just an opinion that
I
hold because
oh,
I'm not
you.
Sold.
I need more than this.
On the supposedly bisexual cinema in Arizona, but she had a good quote. In Arizona, Sinema and Republican Vernon Parker are squaring off in a newly reconfigured district in the Phoenix area that both parties view as winnable. Sinema 36 has been a staunch gay rights activist during 8 years in the legislature and is at ease acknowledging her bisexuality. Let it go. Mm-hmm. But she responded sharply during her primary campaign after being told that her Democratic rival had suggested that a bisexual couldn't win the general election. She says, "It's true that I'm openly bisexual." She told the Washington Blade, "I have been my entire adult life. And I've managed to win four elections, and meanwhile, he's lost two. So perhaps it was being straight that was the problem here." So I
that
thought
is
that
a good
was.
Quote.
I give her that quote. Lastly, just so y'all know,
good, no,
Doug
good.
Wilkie,
uh-huh.
There is no bacon shortage. It's baloney.
Oh, people, cool
it's
it with the bacon.
Baloney about the bacon shortage.
I'm so over bacon, and I do like it, but come on, people.
The prices are going to rise. But aside from that,
I had a story
be bacon.
I was
going to
put on tonight's show, but I'm going to wait till next week.
Okay. And Drew Barrymore had a baby.
That's what makes it news, when you wait a week.
Yeah. Yes.
Does anybody need a nap drum?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I'm excited for our
You are as drunk as I've ever seen you.
I would like to point out that the person serving us pizza, I think, has dog hair all over his shirt.
No. Joe is sober. I'm not.
No. Hey, what Marnie? Did you have to do with dog hair?
I'm good. Thank you.
I'm going to wind it up. I'm going to throw it at you.
Don't. Go. That was a bad
Never mind.
That's for you.
Thank you.
All right. Now. What happened, Al?
And that's it in sports.
Wait.
Why are you snotty?
Wait.
Someone has dog hair over him. I'm sober. What the fuck? I want an instant replay of that.
You can hit it.
You seriously just rang a bell of drums that no one has yet rung before.
I didn't say anything about sober.
You did. He said he has dog hair on his shirt. And you're like, he's sober. I'm drunk. It was like...
That's exactly what happened.
I don't know if the sugar, the grease... Or the alcohol hit you all at once?
I stand corrected. I thought he had dog hair, but he's sober.
Wait, you know what? I think it's time to just calm down for just a second.
Oh, everybody calm.
Al, didn't you say last week that when the show's done, just be done and we leave?
This is going to be the fun part.
But it's not done yet. It's not done.
Oh. We're coming up on the fun part, and we have a...
I've never...
Al... Okay, this new studio is fucking with us, but anyway.
By the way, Tyler, I'm loving the Sinead comment. And
you like lesbians with shaved heads?
No. He said I was being a little Sinead right now, and Doug loves that I called the Pope a douchebag, okay. So I'm all about that shit right
Everybody
there.
Hang on, we'll be back right after this.
Love you, boys.
If you think it sucked so far, just wait till after this 30-second dance break.
And now, Thoughtful Vulgarity, where we, in the studio, try to make ourselves slightly less shallow, which is not hard to do. We will ask one question of the panel and have them try to answer it while fucked up drunk. Because you know at home how well it goes when an important question comes up 90 minutes after alcohol has been served.
More than 90.
Politics, religion, why not? You're fucked up. What could possibly go wrong? Who could you offend?
Everybody.
Good luck.
Good luck, go out.
I don't think there's a corner of the globe we have not offended.
No.
In, these short 6, 7, 5, 4 months,
3, 2, 1,
LBGPQRS.
NFL, AFL, PCO.
All right, due to Marnie being a new participant in the gay eye-rolling Olympics... And she clearly got the gold. Seriously, do you have a headache from putting your eyes back there?
What are you talking about?
Your last story.
Oh, my God. Every time you said the word bisexual, you, like, seriously were possessed by an angry demon named John Goodman.
Sorry about that.
I just went with the plaid shorts. Sorry.
You better just move on.
Okay. So,
it was an accident.
Do you believe in bisexuals?
Has nothing to do with bisexuals.
Okay.
It has to do with
but do you believe
people
in bisexuals?
That claim they are that maybe aren't.
Do you believe in unicorns?
That could be a follow-up question.
It could be. No, absolutely.
We don't have time.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Call a restaurant.
All right. Turn your microphone down.
Right. Shut up, fuck you.
So, Marnie, what's your answer on that? That's my question.
Do I have a problem with bisexuality?
No, do you believe in bisexuality?
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you?
Yeah,
I think.
Do you think now? Do you think it's more like it's more believable in girls or boys?
I honestly don't know that I've ever thought about it, but I guess I would say girls more so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Joe, find a microphone or swallow.
I guess we figured
out about bisexuality and you.
Not pertaining to the question.
But yeah.
Well, by the way, where
how attractive you sound.
Where did this pizza come from?
Z Pizza, right down the street.
My God.
I know. Yeah. It's right behind the warehouse of the cookies. Not these cookies.
If you get more of this.
Buddy Early, bisexuality, yes or no?
Of course I believe in bisexuality. I think it's less prevalent than some people, because I do think there's a lot of people who, as Phoebe Buffay would say, are kidding themselves. Mm-hmm. But I think there really are a lot of people who you really just are comfortable being sexual with anybody. And really,
so are we at whores?
I kind of envy those people.
Are we at whores?
I kind of envy those people.
We're at whores.
All right, all right. So, okay, we got an envy. All right, yeah. Joe.
I do believe in it. And when I was severely depressed last year after breaking up with my boyfriend, or the vice versa, whatever, I thought I might be bi, and I dated a girl for a week.
Did she know?
That she was a girl?
No, that you were dating.
Yes.
Okay, just checking.
And we mutually decided it was not the best thing.
So she woke up. All right.
your sex simulation.
Stay hard.
Exactly.
They met at the cash.
I like to tell people, if you use a popsicle stick and a short string, you should be able to get that up. Don't worry, I thought he was joking too. Seriously? He may be dying. I would like, since Clayton can't speak, I would like to give you his very informed comment from earlier. Is, I think, how it's pronounced.
No, he's drunk. Joe's sober.
Oh.
That's the answer to everyone.
That microphone's got pepperoni on it. All right. So, aside from Joe's week in Niagara Falls playing heterosexual in local theater.
I think he did that speed dating thing at the cash.
I just want to say.
I think I'm the first person on the show that needs the restroom.
That'll be interesting.
Bring the garbage back with you.
Yeah, seriously.
Because
I have shit to throw away.
I'm trying to do a production of Frasier here in the Sanford and Sunset. Okay, during our Thanksgiving feast.
More pizza, please.
I just want to say that after the age of like 17, and I'll even give you junior, turn your microphone down. I'll even give you junior in college. Bisexuals just a way station on the train to gay town. Like,
I think for most people.
Yeah.
That's why I hesitated.
And I believe in being a whore. Like, everybody needs a sandwich.
See,
so.
I hesitated to say yes because of the label of bisexuality. I just think there are people who can... Yeah, I'm going to fuck this chick tonight, but I'm, you know, because I can get off on that.
Yeah, well, I mean, when everybody's skinny and hot, you're like, all right, you know what I mean? Like, I've had sex with five different women.
I've had sex with women.
Oh, my God. Is there more pizza?
And in a funny story, all of them were in the Niagara Falls area.
Because I don't either.
In a nod to the Breakfast Club.
I don't need those.
Clayton
bombs.
McKee, do you have something with words that you'd like to say into the microphone?
I'm just really happy to be here.
This isn't time for your acceptance speech.
No, I typically don't have a... I don't like to bitch.
Really?
Not like you.
Okay. We're going for quality, not quantity.
Right, no, I don't... Oh, these fucking Oreos are... Oh, Jesus Christ.
I think we should make them a sponsor, because...
Your father worked for Nabisco.
I think candy corn is filthy, but that is delicious.
Jesus Christ, these are fantastic.
You haven't had
5 of them yet, though. Exactly. I did say that it would probably be cookie number 5, but there's pizza, so why would I eat a cookie?
We should consider making this show 3 hours. Oh, wait, we did...
Anything on bisexuality?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you date that age group, though.
What does that mean?
Well, you like them young when they're still like,
No. Well, okay, let's...
I've heard that.
Who's younger than you, Joe?
On the milk carton said your name.
Tomorrow is younger than you? I don't... What does that mean?
Look for this child near Joe.
What was the question? Okay, wait. Let's go back.
Do you believe in bisexuality?
Yes, I absolutely do. Okay. Absolutely.
Okay, so 4-4, one against.
Somehow we lost.
All right. Did you turn the show up?
No, not yet.
Okay, now we got time. Amazingly, we got through that pretty quick. Did you ever date one, Marnie?
Did I ever date a bisexual?
Yeah. Did you ever date somebody that was singing that song?
Yes.
Or that you never, wanted to sleep with.
Yes. Both.
Can we just go to Home Depot and shut up? There was that.
There's a gal back in Minnesota.
All right.
But it wasn't until after we were dating that that came up, and I was like, oh, all right.
But once you're dating someone, when they pull out the bisexual card, doesn't that just say, I want to cheat with you, but I want to do it with a penis? Uh-huh. Because once you're in a relationship, aren't you done being bisexual?
That's what and maybe that's part of my role.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I hadn't thought about that in years. So, yeah.
Well, I'm glad I could bring up a happy memory.
Are these bad memories for you?
I'm going out after right now.
The restroom is right across the...
It's fine.
Okay,
whose mouth is less full? Clayton, what? Dated a bisexual recently?
Not bisexual.
Not recently, but...
No. It's either the first day with the new mouth, the last day with the old one. I'm not sure. I've been down both roads.
I like men and boys. Does that make me bisexual? I'm just kidding. It's an old joke. It's not mine.
Buy me dinner, I'll be sexual. Yeah.
You're bi. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Do I have to chip in for that? I'm not paying for Buddy's hooker.
No.
So was that a yes or no?
What was the question?
Oh, God.
Have you ever dated a bisexual?
No, not a bisexual. I just say...
leprechaun. You're looking like you can't find the right word.
No, I've just been down both roads.
He can find the words, he just can't say it.
I don't know what that means.
At this point, just say chili cook-off.
Yeah, Winks, 1993.
Why does that... No, because that means nothing to me.
It was lovely chili, that's all you need to know.
I like chili.
So, Buddy, you seem to be between bites.
My knowledge, I have not dated a bisexual.
Okay. Jesus. Joe, this is why it's the Al Perkins show, because this one falls apart.
Fuck you.
If I had any idea how to use those buttons over there.
I gotta find the crossover music.
If I had any interest in learning how those buttons work. Oh, no, Joe just went in for another one. I have had the unfortunate pleasure. I was gonna ask Joe a question, but he's got his hands in his mouth.
Joe was supposed to leave, but he's still here.
He's got a slice of pizza and four fingers. He's trying to eat pizza and be bulimic at the same time. Going really well. I'm going to throw this up before he even gets down. I just want to taste the sauce.
Oh, my God. That's funny.
Oh, dear God.
Well done.
Have you ever dated a bisexual, Joe? Oh, he swallowed again.
I did. Yeah,
okay. Weird.
Can you hand him a microphone for the love of...
Would you like
a
to
little
talk?
Christian charity?
It was the same person. The same person from last year.
Oh, good Lord.
The what?
Never mind.
Oh, my God. Grandma, check
it
your
was
hearing.
So 10 minutes ago.
Clayton, if you'd like to order the transcripts after the show, send the self-addressed stamped envelope.
Transcripts. New York City.
Just the perfect transcripts. So I did.
And other transcripts have been forgotten. Oh, my God.
I dated two. I dated two transcripts. And after they stimulated me.
Is that what they're calling them these days?
I should not be encouraging them to drink more.
You shouldn't.
Oh, I'm gonna.
I'm gonna. I feel a dare.
He is not riding his bike tonight. That's a BWI.
There's no such thing.
Don't be charged.
But they both left me for pregnant girls. Fuckers.
Wow.
You were fat enough? You were fat enough?
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Oh, I was skinny then.
Oh, and that's sports.
And I kept saying, your penis tastes like fish. What's why?
Oh, that's why they made jizz look like tartar sauce.
Oh! Captain D's is sponsoring our show. What the hell?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God is right.
If there were rails, they're far away because we're off them.
Oh,
well, good luck.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my
I hope you drank as much at home or ate as much. Did we get a picture of all the food we have in this fucking studio?
No.
We should have. Oh, I don't know how it happened.
We need a picture of all this stuff.
What?
Like, with our little...
These Oreos are fucking sinful. Oh, I love them. I don't know how we did it, but we managed to make it through 2 hours.
Yeah, no, you probably won't remember how you did it there.
I'll try to listen back to this show.
Some of it was funny. Bye, Tyler. Bye, Harrison.
And no, the candy corn Oreos aren't laced with anything. I don't know what the hell's going on.
Nobody
is it
cares.
Sam?
I'm at a loss.
Douglas.
Doug, always fun to have you. Sorry, I threw you under the bus about Barbara Walters.
Oh, by the way, Barbara Walters, she was not saying he was not speaking up for Ann Coulter. He was just saying Barbara Walters is also a bitch.
Right.
Get a sense of humor, Doug.
Please download hour three.
That was Buddy driving that bus.
It's the end of hour two. Hour three is coming up. Good night. Bye-bye. Love you. Shoes. McKee on Q Talk, Arizona.